This message that day on Calvary by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Sunday morning, September 25, 1960, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Lumbigo lelolanga e Calvary ngomfowethu William Marion Branham owethu lwange Sonto ekuseni impandula 25, 1960 e Branham Tabernacle e Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Thank you, Brother Neville.
God bless you, Brother Neville. Thank you very much. Good morning, friends. It's a privilege to be here at the tabernacle again this morning to serve the Lord in the way of preaching the word and praying for the sick. And I am very grateful for this day.
Ngiyabonga mfowethu Neville. UNkulunkulu akubusise mfowethu Neville. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Livuke njani bangane? Kulithuba elihle ukuba lapha eTabernakeleni futhi lamuhla ekuseni ukuzokhonza inkosi ngendlela yokuchumayela ilizwi lokukhulekela abagulayo. Njalo ngilibonga kakhulu ngosuku lolo.
And I was amazed just as I come in, a brother walked up and said, I don't want to be like the unworthy leper that was healed. It's Brother Wright. I prayed for him and the Lord has healed him completely.
Futhi ngimangele lapho ngingena umfowethu uzile futhi wathi ngangifuna ukuba njenga wayenga fanelanga olobulephero lo owasiliswayo ngumfowethu right. Ngamkhulekela njalo lenkosi imsilisile ngokupheleleyo.
And he came up weeping to shake my hand and say that he would want to thank the Lord for being healed. He wanted to return and give thanks. It's all gone. He's perfectly well now. We are grateful for those testimonies.
Njalo weza ekhala ukuzoxawula isandla sami futhi esithi ukuba uthanda ukubonga inkosi ngokusiliswa ubefuna ukubuya futhi aphe ukubonga konke kuphelile usephilile ngokupheleleyo manje.
And Charlie, you and Brother Jeffries, if you wish to, come up here and take these seats up here. And you're more than welcome, so you won't have to stand. The other brother there, Brother Woods, just come up here. There's a couple of places here on the bench, so you won't have to stand up. I believe a couple places here. And yes, you could be more than welcome to come and take these places.
Futhi Charlie, wena lomfo wethu Jeffries, uba lifuna, wozani phezulu lapha, njalo lithatha izihlalo phezulu lapha, futhi liyemukeleka kakhulu, ukuze lingadingi ukuma. Omunye umfo wethu laphayana lomfo wethu uHood, wozani nje phezulu lapha, li nanzo ezincinyane indawo ezimbalwa lapha ebhentshini, ukuze kungadingi ukuthi lime. Ngiyakholwa indawo ezimbalwa lapha futhi yebo lingemukeleka kakhulu ukuza futhi lithathe lezi indawo.
We are glad to, I believe it was said one time, I was happy when they said unto me, God bless you.
I would like to be closer to the preacher.
Thank you. I was happy when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
That's the Christian's privilege and joy to go to the house of the Lord.
Siyathokoza uku ngiyakholwa kwathiwo ngasinye isikhathi ngathaba lapho besithi kimi uNkulunkulu akubusise mfowethu. Ngiyabonga ngathaba lapho besithi kimi asiye endlini yenkosi. Lelo lilungelo lomKristu futhi lenjabulo ukuya endlini yenkosi.
Looking around, seeing so many of my friends in this morning, I am highly elated over this. I'm glad to see Brother and Sister Dawkins here from Ohio. I see Brother and Sister Armstrong back there all the way from Ohio. God bless you all too.
Ngithalaza ngibona abangani bami abanenge kangaka bekhona lamuhla ekuseni. Ngiyathokoza kakhulu ngalokho. Ngiyathokoza ukubona umfowethu lo dade uDawuthi lapha abavela eOhio. Ngibona umfowethu lo dadu Armstrong emuva le indlela yonke bevela eOhio. UNkulunkulu alibusise lonke futhi.
And just looking around, you see so many, it'd be kind of hard to get all their names. Sister Hoover, we're glad to see you in this morning from down in Kentucky. And Charlie and Nellie, Brother Jeffries and his family, and just so many in from out of the city.
Njalo o ngithalaza nje ubona abanenge kuba nzima ukubamba amabizo abo. Tate uva siyathokoza ukubona ukhona lamuhle kuseni uvela phansi le eKentucky lo Charlie lo Nelly mfo wethu Jeffries lemuli yakhe futhi labanenge bakhona abavela ngaphandle kwedolobho.
So we're expecting a great time in the Lord this morning. Expecting God to meet us in a way to bless our souls and to minister to us the things that we have need of.
Ngakho sikhangelele isikhathi esikhulu enkosini. Lamuhla ekuseni sikhangelele uNkulunkulu ukuhlangana lathi ngendlela yokubusisa imphefumulo yethu futhi lokusikhonza ngezinto esizidingayo.
And as I view around over the place, if I go to calling all my friends around here, I take most of the morning saying different ones.
Njalo lapho ngikhangela indawo yonke, aluba ngingabiza bonke abangani bami lapha, ngingathatha pose ukusa konke ngikhuluma abachiyeneyo.
Makes me feel good to get back to church to see all the people in. Get to meet. What will it be when we get to heaven and we meet there for that great time of everlasting, eternal fellowship together around the throne of God and the very blessings that we have all cherished.
Kungenza ngizwe kuhle ukuphenduka ebandleni ukubona bonke abantu bekhona ukuba sihlangane. Kuza kuba njani nxa singena ezulwini futhi sihlangane khonale okwesikhathi esikhulu saphakade sobudlelwano obungapheliyo sindawonye sizungeze isihlalo sikaNkulunkulu njalo lezibuziso uqobo lezo esizithandileyo sonke.
We there will be made unto his likeness and in his image and with his spirit upon us to worship and serve him for all eternity. Never to grow tired.
Tina khonale siyabe senziwe ngesimo sakhe futhi langomfanekiso wakhe njalo lo moya wakhe uphezu kwethu ukumdumisa lokumkhonza yena iphakade yonke singasoze sadinwa.
Just think there's not anything that you can think of that you like to do but what once in a while you tire in doing it. Charlie, I guess you and I would squirrel hunt more than anything that we like to do in the way of that. But you know, you get tired doing it.
Kumbula nje, gagulanto, leyo ongayikhumbula, leyo ongathanda ukuyenza. Kodwa ngesikhathi esithile uyadinwa ukuyenza. Charlie, ngiyakhumbula wena lami sizingela osinti ukwedlula yonke into esithanda ukuyenza ngendlela yokwenza lokho kodwa uyazi uyadinwa ukukwenza.
And I like to hike, get into the mountains and just hike, but I get tired sometimes. You want to do something else.
Futhi ngiyathanda ukuhamba umango omude ngezinyawo ngingene ezintabeni njalo ngiphongu hamba nje kodwa ngiyadinwa ngesinye isikhathi ufuna ukwenza okunye okuchiyeneyo.
And I like to drive. Sometimes I get feeling kind of tired and wore out and nerves on edge. I'll just jump my car and take out and hold to the steering wheel going down the road singing, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them or something.
Futhi ngiyathanda ukuchayela. Kwezinye izikhathi ngiqala ukuzwa ngidiniwe futhi ngikhathele. Futhi le mizwa yami ikhathazekile. Ngiyayiqela emoteni yami futhi ngisuke ngibambe isichayelo ngisehla ngomgwaqo ngihlabelela ngiyathokoza ukuthi ngithi ngingomunye wabo kumbe okunye.
Just gripping that wheel and singing and stomping my foot and shouting and well, after a while I get tired. And then I return back home, start something else.
Ngibambe isichayelo futhi ngihlabela. Njalo ngichayelela phansi unyawo lwami ngesithende futhi ngimemeza. Njalo yebo ngemva kwesikhatshana ngiyadinwa futhi ke ngiyabuyela ngekhaya njalo ngiqalisa okunye ke.
But when we get to worshiping God in that new kingdom, there'll never be a tired moment. Just will always be a blessing, just on and on.
Kodwa nxa siqala ukudumisa uNkulunkulu kulowo mbuso omutsha, ngakusoze kube lesikhathi sokudinwa. Kuphela kuyahlala kulesibusiso kokuphela nje kusiya lokusiya.
Of course, we'll be changed then. We'll not be like we are now. We'll be different creatures than we are at this time. So, we are happy.
Kodwa phela siyabe sesiguqulwe ngaleso sikhathi. Siza kuba sisinganjengalokho esiyikho kathesi. Siza kube sesihlukile. Izidalwa ezehlukileyo kulamanje. Ngakho siyajabula.
I was just thinking, I don't know whether I recorded this or not, Brother Charlie, some time ago, I was down in Kentucky with him, and he said, Brother Bram, you think in the millennium you and I will squirrel hunt? I said, I don't think so, Charlie.
Ben, cabanga nje, ngangwazi ukuba sengake ngakutsho, lokho kumbe cha. Mfowethu Charlie, ngesinye isikhathi esedluleyo ngangiphansi le eKentucky, kanye layo. Futhi wathi mfowethu Branham uyacabanga eminyakeni eyinkulungwane wena lami sizazingela osinti. Ngathi angicabangi njalo Charlie.
Said, well, we liked it so well, said you think we will when we get in the millennium. I said, no, won't be nothing killed in the millennium.
Wathi phela sasikuthanda kakuhle. Wathi ucabanga sizakwenza nxa singena eminyakeni eyinkulungwane. Ngathi hatch kakula lutho oluzobulawa phakathi kweminyaka eyinkulungwane.
And he said, well, we just like that. I said, Charlie, what if I could convince you that one time you were a hog and you had raised to a higher being, to being a human being, would you ever want to go back and enjoy the pleasures of a hog? He said, no.
Futhi wathi phela sasikuthanda nje. Ngathi Charlie, ngabe ngangingakwenza uvume ukuthi ngesinye isikhathi wawuyihotshi njalo waphakama ukuba isidalwa esiphakemeyo ukuba ube ngumuntu. Ungahamba ungafuna ukubuyela njalo ukholise injabulo zengulube. What hatch?
I said, see, you'd be so much higher than the hog now you're human. You never want to be a hog anymore. I said, I multiply that by 10,000. That's what you'll be when you're changed from here to what you will be.
Yeah.
You'll never want to be human again.
Ngathi, bona, uzabe usuphakeme kakhulu kwedlula iwotshi. Manje ungumuntu awungeke ufune futhi ukuba iwotshi. Ngathi manje phinda lokho. Ngezinkulungwane ezilitshumi futhi yikho oza kuba yikho nxa usuguqulwe kusuka lapha. Kusiya kulokho oza kuba hikho. Awusozi ufuna ukuba ngumuntu futhi.
That's right. It'll be something different. I'm so glad just for the thoughts of it. Knowing that someday we will climb higher.
Kunjalo lokho. Kuza kuba ngenye into eyahlukileyo. Ngiyathokoza kangako nje. Ngokucabanga khona ukwazi ukuthi ngelinye ilanga siza kukhwela phezulu.
Well, now, if the Lord is willing, next Sunday, which will be about, then I'm going to leave to go out into Wyoming with a good friend, or out into Idaho with a good friend of mine, Brother Minor Argan Bright, Brother Clay Sonmore, the Christian businessman.
Kahle manje, uma inkosi thanda, insonto elandelayo, okuzabe kuphose ngakho ngiza kusuka ukuphuma ngisiya eWyoming. Ganye lomngane olungileyo kumbe phandle eIdaho ganye lomngane wami olungileyo umfowethu uMinor Argan Bright umfowethu uClaid Sonmore amadoda amabhizimisi esiKristu.
Next week, week after next, it is now the 7th, I'm to be in Dallas, Texas at the Voice of Healing Convention. And my speaking night is the 7th.
Iviki ezayo, iviki elandela ezayo, kukathesi umhla ka 7 ngimele ngibe se Dallas, Texas, a Voice of Healing Convention. Njalo ubusuku bami bokukhuluma ngomhla ka 7.
And then I returned back to go over into Idaho with Brother Argenbright and the Christian businessman. Maybe have one night at Minneapolis before we leave. And then one Christian businessman's breakfast.
Futhi ke ngibe semphenduka ukuhamba eIdaho lomfowethu Argenbright futhi lamadoda amabhizimusi esiKristu. Njalo mhlawumbe ngibe lobusuku obubodwa eMinneapolis singakasuki. Futhi ke okunye ukudla kwekuseni kwamadoda ezamabhizimusi esiKristu.
The Lord is willing, next Sunday morning I want to be back here at Tabernacle again.
Yeah.
And if that's permissible and be the will of the Lord, now I want to speak on the subject of the whirlwind in the wind, if the Lord is willing. It seemed to be on my heart all week.
Inkosi iyathanda. Insonto elandelayo ekuseni ngifuna ukuphenduka lapha eTabernakeleni. Futhi njalo nxa kuvumakala futhi kuyintando yenkosi futhi ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesifundo seisivunguzane phakathi komoya nxa inkosi ithanda kukhangeleke kusenhlizweni yami yonke iviki.
And the other morning, real early, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I waked up and I got this thought, that day on Calvary. And I want to speak on that this morning. That day on Calvary.
Njalo ngokunye ukusa ekuseni sibili phose ngelesine ekuseni ngavuka futhi ngathola lomcabango lelo langa eCalvary. Njalo ngifuna ukukhuluma ngalokho ukusa lelo langa eCalvary.
And now for this reading, let's turn now in our Bibles in the Scripture to the Gospel of St. Matthew at the 27th chapter.
Njalo manje ekubaleni kwalokho. Kasivuleni manje emaBhayibhelini ethu embhalweni evangelini likaMateyu ongcwele esahlukweni 27.
And we'll begin with the 27th verse and read a portion of this Scripture to get our backgrounds, and then we'll start right away, and after the preaching service, then we're going to have prayer for the sick.
Futhi sizaqala ngevesi yes 27. Njalo sifunde isigaba salo umbhalo ukuthola izisekelo zethu. Ngakho sizaqalisa khona manje. Futhi ngemva kwenkonzo yokuchumayela, ngakho sizakuba lokuthandazela bagulayo.
And all since the last time here, just bringing back in pattering of my new type of ministry, I had more return testimonies from that meeting than I have in any for a long time.
Njalo o kusukela isikhathi sokugcina lapha ukuphendukisa nje futhi ukulunganiswa kohlobo lwenkonzo yami entsha ngaba lobufakazi obunenge obazayo kulowo mhlangano ukwedlula engibe lakho kuloba yiyipi okwesikhathi eside.
Amen.
There's something about that you must contact the person.
Amen.
Regardless of how much supernaturally shown, but see, healing has to lay upon the individual's faith.
Kulenye into mayelana eyokuthi kumele uthintane lo muntu. Kungelani ukuthi kutshengiswa kangakanani okungaphezu kwemvelo kodwa bona ukusiliswa kumele kuhlale phezu kokukholwa kokuthile.
Now if the individual has faith and they see like the Holy Spirit go over the audience and say certain things happened and that you're such and such a name and you come from such a place and a certain thing that you've done and it will be this way and see all of it happen just that way, yet the individual sitting there should look up and say, that has to be God. I accept my healing.
Manje nga othile elokukholwa. Futhi bayabona njengo moya oyingcwele ehamba phezu kombuthano futhi athi izinto ezithile thile zenzakala njalo ukuthi unguzibani futhi uzibani ibizo njalo uvela endaweni ethile futhi lento ethize leyo oyenzileyo njalo kuza kuba ngale indlela futhi ubone konke kwakho kusenzakala ngaleyo ndlela nje kunjalo othile ehlezi lapho kumele akhangele phezulu futhi athi lokho kumele kube ngonkulunkulu ngiyamukela ukusila kwami.
But instead of that, the individual says, lay hands on me and pray for me, so I'll be healed. But that's the way we're taught here in America, and so to believe that, and that's certainly scriptural.
Kodwa esikhundleni salokho othile uthi beka izandla phezu kwami futhi ungikhulekele ukuze ngiseliswe. Kodwa yiyo indlela esifundiswe ngayo lapha eMelika. Njalo ukuthi ukukholwe lokho futhi lokho ngeqiniso ngumbhalo.
But now we find in Africa and different places, just let something like that happen, the whole audience reaches right up at one time, accepts her healing. Because they haven't been taught nothing. See, they haven't even been taught healing.
Kodwa manje siyafumana eAfrika lezinye indawo ezijiyeneyo. Yekela nje into enjalo yenzakale. Umbuthano wonke ufinyelela phezu ngasikhathi sinye. Bemkele ukusila kwabo ngokuba kabafundiswanga lutho bona. Kabazange bafundiswe loba ukusiliswa.
And then when they see that, they know that there's a God that lives. And if he lives, he's supreme and he heals and that's it. Because the basis has already laid the foundations that he is a healer and heals the people.
Njalo ke lapho bebona lokho, bayakwazi ukuthi kuNkulunkulu ophilayo. Njalo nxa yena ephila, yena emkhulu, futhi yena uyasilisa. Futhi kuba yikho ngoba isisekelo vele sesendlaliwe. Izisekelo ukuba yena ungumsilisi futhi usilisa abantu.
Then when they see his presence working through his church, then they say that settles it. That's all we need. But we've been taught laying hands on the sick and things like that. That's the reason it doesn't work so good in America.
Ngakho lapho bebona ubukhona bakhe busebenza ngebandla lakhe lapho bathi lokho kuqeda indaba. Yikho kuphela esikudingayo. Kodwa sifundisiwe ukubeka izandla phezu kwabagulayo. Futhi lezi zinto ezinjalo. Yiso isizathu kungasebenzi kuhle kangako eMelika.
Now, remember next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, Brother Neville will announce it, of course.
Amen.
A whirlwind in the wind.
Manje kumbula, insonto elandelayo ekuseni. Inkosi Thanda, umfowethu Neville uza kubemezela yebo phela. Njalo isivunguzane phakathi komoya.
Now, I've given you a little time to turn in your scriptures to Matthew 27. Let's begin reading at the 27th verse of St. Matthew's Gospel. Now, let's listen close to the reading.
Manje bengilinika isikhatshana ukuvula empalweni yenu kuMateyu 27 gasiqaleni ukubala endimeni ka27 evangelini likaMateyu ongcwele manje kasilaleliseni ekubaleni.
And the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe.
Khona amabutho ombusi ayesemthathu Jesu endlini yombusi amqoqela kuye ibutho lonke amhlubula amqokisa isembatho esibomvu.
And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews.
Sebelukile umqele wameva bamethesa wona phezu kwekhanda lomhlanga esandleni sakhe aguqa ngamadolo phambi kwakhe bamqolodela basithi bayethe inkosi yamaJuda.
And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head,
bamkhafulela amathe bathatha umhlanga bamchaye ekhanda.
After that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put on his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him.
Ngemva kokuba sebemklolotele bamhlubula isembatho sakhe bamgqokisa phezu ezakhe izambatho bamquba ukuba bambethele.
And as they came out they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross.
Kwathi sebephuma bafica indoda yaseKurene uSimeon ibizo lakhe yena bambamba ngamandla ukuthwala isiphambano sakhe.
And when they were gone up, gone unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. When he had tasted thereof, he would not drink.
Futhi lapho sebehambile, sebehambile, endaweni okuthiwa iGolgotha, okutsho ukuthi indawo yokhakhayi, bamnika iviniga ukuba anathe, elixutshaniswe lenyongo, kodwa lapho eselinambithile, walukulinatha.
And they crucified him, and parted his garments, and cast lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, they parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots.
Futhi bambethela, njalo bahlukanisela izambatho zakhe, futhi benza inkatho yokuphosa, ukuze kugcwaliseke okwakhulunywa ngumprofeti, babelana izambatho zami phakathi kwabo, benza inkatho yokuphosa ngesambatho sami.
Sitting down, they watched him there, and set over his head an accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews."
Bahlala phansi, bamlinda khonapho, futhi babeka phezu kwekhanda lakhe, icala lakhe libhaliwe, "Lo nguJesu inkosi yamaJuda."
Then there were two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left.
Ngakho kwaba lamasela amabili abethelwa kanye laye, omunye ngokwasokunene nomunye ngokwasokhohlo.
And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, "Thou that destroyed the temple and buildest it in 3 days, say thyself, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross."
Futhi laba labadlulayo bamhlambaza, benikina amakhandabo, futhi besithi wena owadiliza itempeli, futhi ulakhe ngensuku ezintathu, zisindise, uba uyindodana kaNkulunkulu yehle siphambanweni.
Likewise also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross and we will believe him."
Ngokunjalo futhi labaphrisithi abakhulu bemkoloda bekanye lababhali labadala bathi, "Wasindisa abantu, yena angezisindise, uba eyinkosi yako Israyeli, ngehle kathesi siphambanweni, futhi sizamkhulu."
He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now. If he will save him, for he said, "I am the Son of God."
Wathemba kuNkulunkulu. Ngamkhulule kathesi. Uba engamsindisa, ngoba wathi, "Ngiyindodana kaNkulunkulu."
The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in their teeth, in his teeth.
Amasela labo ababethelwa kanye laye bamdumaza ngokunjalo emazinyweni abo emazinyweni akhe.
Now, from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Elala, Elala, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Njalo kusukela ngehola lesithupha kwaba mnyama phezu kwelizwe lonke kwaze kwaba lihola lesificamunwemunye. Sekungaba lihola lesificamunwemunye, uJesu wamemeza ngelizwe elikhulu esithi, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Okutsho ukuthi, Nkulunkulu wami, ungitshiyelani.
Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, this man called for Elias. And straightway one ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink.
Abanye babo ababemi lapho besizwa lokho bathi lo ubiza uElijah. Masinyane omunye wagijima wathatha isiponje wasigcwalisa ngeviniga wasihloma emhlangeni wamupha ukuba anathe.
The rest said, let us see whether Elias will come and save him.
Abanye bathi, yekelani ake sibone ukuba uElijah uzakuza ukumsiza.
Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. The graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints that slept arose and came out of the grave after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many.
UJesu esephindile wamemeza ngelizwi elikhulu umoya wakhe waphuma. Futhi khangela iveyili letempeli ladatshulwa kabili kusukela phezulu kusiya phansi. Lo mhlaba wazamazama, lamadwala aqekezeka, amangcwaba avuleka, lemizimba emnenge yabangcwele ababelele yavuka. Futhi baphuma emangcwabeni ngemuva kokuvuka kwakhe. Njalo bangena emzini ongcwele futhi babonakala kwabanenye.
Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God.
Kwathi induna yekhulu lalabo ababelayo belinde uJesu bebona ukuzamazama komhlaba futhi lalezo zinto ezazenziwe besaba kakhulu besithi ngeqiniso lo ube yindodana kaNkulunkulu.
Let us bow our heads just a moment for prayer.
Asikhothamseni amakhanda ethu okwesikhatshana okomthandazo.
Lord, we know that thou art God, and it, after reading this sacred and holy word, we can still see that your nature has not changed. You are always God.
Nkosi, siyakwazi ukuthi wena unguNkulunkulu. Njalo ku ngemva kokufunda leli lizwi elihloniphekayo lelingcwele, silokhu sibona ukuthi isimo sakho kasiguqukanga, uhlezi unguNkulunkulu.
And it seemed like that Jesus was not going to have any help, that he was taken by wicked hands and must hack to pieces and spit upon and mocked and hanging on the cross, bleeding, dying.
Njalo kukhangeleka sengathi uJesu wayengasozi afumane usizo ukuba yena wathathwa ngezandla ezimbi futhi waqunywaqunywa izicucu wakhafulelwa weyiswa njalo elenge esiphambanweni esopha esifa.
And seemed like there was no help nowhere. Even he cried himself, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Futhi kwakhangeleka ingathi kakulasizo ngitsho langaphi kwaze kwathi wakhala ngokwakhe Nkulunkulu wami Nkulunkulu wami ungitshiyelani mina
But you act in the moment that when nothing else can act
Kodwa wena wenza ngesikhatshana lapho kungekho nto engenza
We are given to know Lord that if we have any rivers that we cannot cross if we have any mountains we cannot go through God specializes in doing things that others cannot do
Siyaphiwa ukwazi inkosi ukuthi uba kule mifula esingenelisi ukuyicapha uba kukhona izintaba esingenelisi ukudlula kuzo uNkulunkulu yanakakela ekwenzeni izinto abanye abangeke bazenze
You are a specialist on the job For you know the reason of that day on Calvary You being God the infinite one knew this hour must come
Uyingcwethi emsebenzini ngokuba wasazi isizathu salelo langa eCalvary wena uNkulunkulu lo ongelamkhawulo wazi ukuba leli hola kumele lize
But when it was fulfilled Then you showed you were God. You showed who was boss.
Kodwa lapho kugcwaliswa. Ngakho watshengisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu. Watshengisa ukuba umlawuli ngubani.
You shook the earth and the saints that slept in the ground come out. You blackened the sun in the night. As the darkness of night. Showing that you were God, but you seemed to be silent so long.
Wanyikinye umhlaba futhi labangcwele labo ababelele emhlabathini baphuma wafiphaza ilanga ebusuku njengobunyama bobusuku utshengisa ukuba uNkulunkulu kodwa wakhangeleka uthule okwesikhathi eside
Let us from this draw this conclusion that as long as we are walking in the spirit Led by the hand of God, no matter what seems to be wrong, yet we are facing Calvary, God will speak in the right hour, at the right time.
Sivumele kusukela kulokho. Siqume isiphetho ukuthi uba sihamba ngomoya. Sikhokhelwa yisandla sikaNkulunkulu. Loba yikuyini okukhangeleka kuphambanisekile. Kodwa ke sikhangele iCalvary uNkulunkulu uzakhuluma ngehola elifaneleyo ngesikhathi esifaneleyo
Now Father God we would ask forgiveness of our sins and our trespasses We would ask for your spirit to lead us as the dove led the lamb
Manje baba uNkulunkulu Siyakucela ukuthethelelwa kwezono zethu lezimpambeko zethu siyakucela umoya wakho ukuba usikhokhele sikhokhele njengejubala khokhela iwundlu
Let us be obedient to whatever may befall us knowing this that God works all things well and know that it'll be all right
Yenza sibe ngabalalelayo kuloba yikuyini okungasehlela sisazi lokho ukuthi uNkulunkulu usebenza kuhle zonke izinto futhi lokwazi ukuthi konke kulungile
Be with us today in this service We pray that you'll save those who are in condition to be saved and are seeking for salvation Fill those with eternal life who are seeking such
Woba lathi lamuhla kule inkonzo Siyathandaza ukuba usindise bonke labo abasesimeni sokusindiswa njalo bedinga insindiso gcwalisa labo ngempilo engapheliyo abadinga okunjalo
We pray that you'll heal those that are sick and afflicted Amen. That have come seeking healing
Thank you Lord
And we'll praise thee for it. We ask it in the name of your son our savior Jesus Christ
Thank you Lord
Amen
Siyathandaza ukuba usilise laba bagulayo labahluphekileyo Laba babuyileyo bedinga ukusiliswa. Futhi sizakudumisa wena ngakho. Sikucela khona ngebizo lendodana yakho umsindisi wethu Jesu Christu. Amen.
Now in the speaking this morning we wish to call your attention to the text I've chosen to speak from that day on Calvary.
Manje ekukhulumeni ngalokho ukusa sithanda ukulidonsela kulesi isihloko engisikhethileyo ukukhuluma kuso lelo langa eCalvary.
It seems like it would be a little out of season. This should be on Good Friday. Calvary should be remembered every day.
Kukhangeleka kungathi kungaba kancinyane ngaphandle kwesikhathi. Lokho kumele kube ngolwesihlanu lwePasika. iCalvary kumele ikhunjulwe insuku zonke.
And we've heard so much about it, read so much about it. Preachers has preached on it since the beginning of time. Singers has sang of it through the ages. Prophets foretold it 4,000 years before it ever happened. And the prophets of this day point back to when it did happen.
Njalo sesizwe kakhulu ngakho. Sesifunde kakhulu ngakho. Abachumayeli sebechumayele ngakho. Kusukela ekuqaliseni kwesikhathi. Abahlabeleli sebehlabele ngakho. Kudlula izizukulwaneni. Abaprofeti bakhuluma ngaphambili iminyaka ezinkulungwane ezine kungakwenzakali. Futhi labaprofeti balamuhla bakhomba emuva lapho kwenzakala khona.
It's such an important day. It's one of the most important days of all the days that God ever let dawn on the earth.
Kulilanga eliqakathekileyo. Ngelinye lamalanga aqakathekileyo ukwedlula wonke amalanga uNkulunkulu awavumela ukuthi abe emhlabeni.
And if it's so important to the human race, Calvary, I think it's good for us to go back and examine it and see just what it means to us.
Futhi uba kuqakatheke kangaka kuzukulwane sabantu. iCalvary ngikhumbula ukuba kuhle kithi ukubuyela emuva sihlole sibone ukuthi ichoni kithi.
For I'm sure at this late hour that we're living, we are seeking every importance of God that we can know.
Ngoba ngileqiniso kulesi isikhathi esesiphelile esiphila kuso sidinga konke ukuqakatheka kukaNkulunkulu esingabakwazi.
All that we can find out, we are here to learn of it, to see what is for us and what God has done for us and see what He's promised to do for us.
Njalo konke esingakufumana silapho kuba sifunde ngakho ukubona ukuthi kuyini okungokwethu futhi lalokho uNkulunkulu asenzele khona lokubona ukuthi yena uthembise ukusenzelani.
And that's what we come to church for. That's why the preacher preaches. That's why he studies and meditates in the scripture and seeks for inspiration. Is because he is a public servant to God's people.
Futhi yikho esikuzela ebandleni. Yikho umchumayeli echumayela. Yikho efundisisa lokuzindla embhalweni njalo edinga ukuholwa kungokuba uyinceku kaZulu wonke kubantu bakaNkulunkulu.
And he's trying to find something that God would have to say to his people. Something that would help them.
Futhi uzama ukufumana ulutho oluza lolo uNkulunkulu azalukhuluma ebantwini bakhe into ezakubasiza.
Maybe it might be condemn them in their sins, but would be a help to raise them up that they might forsake their sin and then raise up to serve the Lord. And ministers should seek these things.
Mhlawumbe kungaba ukuba lahla ezonweni zabo kodwa abe lusizo ukuba phakamisa ukuze bachiye izono zabo njalo baphakame ukukhonza inkosi futhi abafundisi kumele badinge lezi zinto.
If this day being so important, one of the greatest days, let us look at three different things that day meant to us. We could take hundreds.
Futhi lolu usuku luqhakatheke kangaka olunye lwezinsuku ezinkulu kakhulu. Asikhangeleni ezintweni ezintathu ezichiyeneyo lokho lolu suku elakutsho kithi. Singathatha okungamakhulu.
But this morning I have just chosen three different vital things that we want to look at for the next few moments. The Calvary meant to us.
Kodwa lokho ukusa ngikhethe nje okuchiyeneyo okuthathu. Izinto eziqhakathekileyo esifuna ukuzikhangela okwesikhatshana esilutshwane esilandelayo. Lokho iCalvary eyakutshoyo kithi.
And I pray that will condemn every sinner that's present. That'll make every saint go on to his knees. That'll make every sick person raise his faith to God.
Hallelujah.
And walk away healed.
Futhi ngiyakhuleka ukuthi kuthonisise sonke isoni esikhona. Kwenze wonke ongcwele emadolweni akhe. Kwenze wonke umuntu ogulayo aphakamise ukukholwa kwakhe kuNkulunkulu futhi asuke esilisiwe.
Every sinner saved, every backslider come back and be ashamed of himself. Never saint rejoice and take new hope, new hope.
Sonke isoni sisindiswe, umhlehlele muva wonke aphenduke futhi ebelamahloni ngokwakhe futhi wonke oncwele athokoze njalo abambe kakutsha lethemba elitsha.
The one great important thing that Calvary means to us and the world is it settled the sin question.
Amen.
Once for all.
Eyodwa enkulu eqhakathekileyo into lokho iCalvary ekuchoyo kithi njalo lomhlaba yilokho yaqeda udaba lwesono kwaba kanye kokuphela.
Man was found guilty of sin. And sin was a penalty that no man could pay. The penalty was so great until there wasn't anyone that could pay the penalty.
Umuntu watholakala elicala ngesono. Futhi isono sasiyisijeziso leso umuntu ayengeke asihlawule. Isijeziso sasisikhulu kakhulu. Kwaze kwangakabi khona owayengahlawula isijeziso.
I truly believe that God ordained it that way. That the penalty would be so great that no man could pay it, so he could do it himself. Now the penalty of sin was death.
Ngiyakholwa ngeqiniso ukuthi uNkulunkulu wakuhlela ukuba kube yileyo ndlela. Ukuze ukuthi isijeziso sibe sikhulu kakhulu ukuba kungabi lo muntu ongasihlawula ukuze yena akwenze ngokwakhe. Manje isijeziso sesono sasiyikufa.
And we were all born in sin shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. Therefore there was none of us that was worthy, or they could find no one on earth that was worthy.
Njalo sonke sazalelwa esonweni, sabunjelwa ebubini, seza emhlabeni sikhuluma amanga. Ngakho ke kwakungekho lamunye wethu owayefanele, kumbe babengeke bafumana lamunye emhlabeni owayefanele.
And sin did not start on the earth. Sin started in heaven. Lucifer, the devil, was a condemned creature for his disobedience before he ever struck the earth. Sin began in heaven, where God put the angels and so forth up on the same basis that he put human beings on. Knowledge, the tree of knowledge, the tree of life, and the tree of knowledge, where man could take his choice.
Njalo isono asizange siqalise emhlabeni. Isono saqala ezulwini. Ulusifa usathane wayeyisidalwa esilahliweyo. Ngokungalaleli kwakhe, kuqala lapho engakahlaseli umhlaba. Isono saqala ezulwini. Lapho uNkulunkulu wabeka izingelosi futhi lokunye esilinganisweni sinye. Leso abeka yena abantu kuso. Ulwazi, isihlahla solwazi, isihlahla sokuphila, futhi lesihlahla solwazi lapho umuntu owanye ngathatha ukhetho lwakhe.
And when Lucifer was given the preeminence to make his choice, he wanted something better than God had. That started the trouble.
Futhi lapho uLucifer epiwa ubukhulu ukwenza ukhetho lwakhe, wafuna ukungcono lalokho uNkulunkulu ayelakho, yikho okwaqala uhlupho.
And there was a requirement for sin. The requirement was death. Death was the penalty.
Futhi kwaba lemfunakalo ngenxa yesono. Imfunakalo yaba yikufa. Ukufa kwaba yisijeziso.
And that is, we could go into great details of this because I do not believe that there is but one death. There is one life.
Njalo lokho yikuba singangena kokunenge kwalokho. Ngoba kangikholwa ukuthi kukhona okunye kodwa ukufa. Kulempilo eyodwa.
I believe a man that has eternal life can never die.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I believe there is a complete annihilation of that soul that sins. For the Bible said, the soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. Not the man, the soul that sinneth. So Satan must surely die.
Amen.
To be completely destroyed.
Futhi ngiyakholwa umuntu olokuphila okuphakade angeke afa. Futhi ngiyakholwa kulokuchabalaliswa okupheleleyo kwalowo mphefumulo owonayo. Ngoba iBhayibheli yathi umphefumulo owonayo ngeqiniso uyakufa. Hathi umuntu umphefumulo wonayo, yikho uSathane kumele afe ngeqiniso, abhujiswe ngokupheleleyo.
I disagree with the universalists that say that Satan will be saved. He sinned, and he's the originator of sin. And his soul sinned, and he was a spirit. That spirit shall be totally annihilated. There'll be nothing left of it.
Ngangivumelani njani labenkolo yensindiso jikelele abathu Sathane uyakusindiswa yena wona futhi nguye umqali wesono njalo umphefumulo wakhe wona futhi wayengumoya lowo moya uyakuchabalaliswa ngokupheleleyo kungabi lalutho lwalo oluseleyo.
And when sin struck the earth back in the beginning, like a sheet of blackness falling from the heavens, it literally paralyzed the earth.
Njalo lapho isono sihlasela umhlaba, emuva le ekuqaleni, njengengubo yobunyama isiwa ivele emazulwini, sawomisa umhlaba ngempela.
It threw every creature on the earth and all of God's creation in bondage. Man was under bondage of death, sickness, troubles, sorrows, all nature fell with it.
Saphosela sonke isidalwa emhlabeni futhi lendalo yonke kaNkuluNkulu ebuqilini. Umuntu waba phansi kobuqili bokufa, umkhuhlane, uhlupho, izinsizi, imvelo yonke yawa kanye lawo.
Sin was an anesthetic that actually paralyzed the earth.
was set here hopeless. Because every creature on earth was subject to it. And everyone born on earth was subject to it.
Isono saba isiqeda amandla ngempela esawomisa umhlaba. Njalo ke sabekwa lapha singela themba ngoba sonke isidalwa emhlabeni sehliselwa ngaphansi kwaso futhi wonke owazalwa emhlabeni waba ngaphansi kwaso.
So it had to come from some place where there was no sin. It could not come from the earth. One of us could not redeem the other. It had to come from another.
Ngakho, kwakumele kuvele kweyinye indawo. Lapho okwakungekho isono. Kwakungeke kuvele emhlabeni. Omunye wethu wayengeke ahlenga omunye. Kwakumele kuvele komunye.
Therefore, when man realized that he was separated from his God, he became a wonder. They wept, they cried, they toiled, they wandered about through the mountains and through the deserts, seeking a city whose builder and maker was God.
Ngakho-ke lapho umuntu ebona ukuthi wehlukanisiwe lo Nkulunkulu wakhe, waba luzulani, balila, bakhala, batshika-tshika, bazula-zula. Phakathi kwezintaba laphakathi kwezinkangala bedinga umuzi umakhi wawo lo menzi wawo wayengunkulunkulu.
For he knew that if he ever got back in the presence of God, he could talk it over with him. But there was no way back. He became lost. He didn't know which way to turn. So he just took out wandering. Trying to find somewhere that he could find a way back to that place.
Ngoba wayesazi ukuthi uba wayengabuyela ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Wayengakhulumisana laye. Kodwa yayingekho indlela yokubuyela. Waba ngolahlekileyo. Kazange abekwazi ukuthi aphendukele kuyiphi indlela. Ngakho waphuma nje ezulazula. Ezama ukufumana lapho ayengamfumana indlela yokubuyela kuleyo ndawo.
Something on the inside of him told him that he come from a place that was perfect.
Enye into ngaphakathi kwakhe yamtshela ukuthi wayevela endaweni eyayiphelele.
There is not a person here in this visible audience this morning or in the audience of the magnetic tape. We'll go around the world. There's no one here or anywhere but what seeks for that perfection.
Akula muntu lapha kulumbuthano obonakalayo kulokhu ukusa kumbe embuthwaneni wethepu lapho ezabhoda umhlaba. Akula lo yedwa lapho kumbe loba ngapi kodwa odinga lokho kuphelela.
You get your bills paid, you think that'll settle it. When you got your bills paid, then there's somebody sick in your family. When the sickness gets all right, then you got more bills to pay.
Uyabhadala izikweletu zakho. Ubusukhumbula lokho kuzaqeda konke. Lapho usubhadela izikweletu zakho, kubeke sokusiba lokulayo emulini yakho. Lapho umkhuhlane usuphelile, ubususiba lezinye izikweletu.
The first thing you know, your hair is turning gray and then you want to be back young. And there's something all the time, constantly, because of that wave of sin.
Into yokuqala uyazi, inwele zakho seziphenduka zisiba mhlophe. Njalo futhi usufuna ukubuyela ube mutsha. Futhi kule inye into, isikhathi sonke.
But in your heart, because that you seek for that, it shows that there is a perfection somewhere. Somewhere there's something.
Kodwa enhlizweni yakho, ngoba lokho udinga lokho, kuyatshengisa ukuthi kulokuphelela kwenye indawo, kwenye indawo kukhona enye into.
That's the reason many times today that a sinner is still wandering about. A beautiful young girl will cut off the locks of her hair to be popular, paint up her face to make her look pretty, put on clothes to show the form of her being.
Yiso isizathu isikhathi ezinenge lamuhla ukuba isoni silokho sizulazula. Enhle intombazana iyagela amaxaka enwele zayo ukuba lodumo, igcomba ubuso bayo ukuyenza ikhangeleke inhle, igqoke isiqoko ukutshengisa isimo somzimba wayo.
Because it's the only thing that she can find. Finding somewhere to try to find something to come back to her. When she can cause man to whistle at her, wave at her, flirt with her. Young man will do the same thing to the woman. Try to make yourself attractive to her.
Ngokuba yinto kuphela leyo angayifumana. Efumana kwenye indawo, ezama ukufumana enye into engenza kuye. Lapho esenza amadoda bamtshayela ukhwelo, bamphakamisela isandla, bemkhombisana laye, ijahe elitsha lenza into yinye emfazini, azama ukuzenza abukeke kuye.
Neighbors will build a house and fix it a certain way because it'll look a little better than his neighbor's place. It's all the time we are seeking for something and something keeps going just a little above it.
Umakhelwane bayakha indlu futhi bayenze ngendlela ethile ngoba izakhangeleka ingcono kancane ukwedlula eka makhelwane wakhe. Isikhathi sonke sidinga lutho futhi olunye ulutho luyaqhubeka lusiya ngaphezulu kwakho kancinyane.
The young lady will find another young lady is more popular than she. The neighbor will find a house that looks better than his. The woman will find another woman dressed a certain way that looks better than she does.
Intombazana izafumana enye intombazana iyazakala ukwedlula yona. Umakhelwane uyafumana indlu ikhangeleka ngcono ukwedlula eyakhe. Umfazi uyafumana omunye umfazi eqoke ngendlela ethile ekhangeleka ngcono ukwedlula lokho akwenzayo.
It's something in us that's seeking out for something, and it shows that we are lost.
Ngenye into ephakathi kwethu edinga olunye ulutho futhi kuyatshengisa ukuba silahlekile.
We want to find that something that'll bring us to that satisfaction. Yeah. That'll fill that spot of hunger in there. But seems like we can't find it.
Sifuna ukufumana leyo nto ezasiletha kulokho kusuthiseka. Ezafumana leyo ndawo elambileyo lapho kodwa kukhangeleka sengathi asenelisi ukuyifumana.
Human beings tried it through the ages. They wept for it. They cried. They done everything that they know how to do, but still they didn't find it, wandering about through the world.
Abantu bakuzama eminyakeni, bakulilela, bakhala, benza konke ababesazi ukuthi bakwenze njani. Kodwa loba kunjalo, abazange bekufumane, bezulazula bephoda umhlaba.
Finally, one day, that's that day of Calvary. There was one came down from glory. One by the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came from glory, and Calvary was formed. That was the day that the price was paid, and sin question was settled forever. And it opened up the way unto this thing that we're hungering and thirsting for.
Ekugcineni ngelinye ilanga, yilo lelo langa le Calvary. Kwaba lomunye owayehlayo evela enkazimulweni. Omunye obizo linguJesu Kristu. Indodana kaNkulunkulu lo owehla evela enkazimulweni. Njalo iCalvary yabunjwa. Yilo ilanga lapho inhlawulo yabhatalwa. Lendaba yesono yaqedwa kokuphela. futhi kwavula indlela kulento esilambelayo lesiwomelayo.
It brought a place of satisfaction. There's no man that's ever visited Calvary and seen it the way it was that can ever be the same. Everything that he ever desired or longed for is met when he reaches that place.
Yaletha indawo yokusutseka. Akula muntu ongavakatheli Calvary ayibone indlela eyayihiyo ongahlala enjalo. Yonke into owawike wayifanisa kumbe wayilangazelela iyathola lapho efika kuleyo ndawo.
It was such an important day and such an important thing. It shut the world.
Amen.
It shut the world like it was never shut before.
Yaba lusuku oluqhakathekileyo. Futhi lento eqhakathekileyo yanyikinya umhlaba. Yanyikinya umhlaba sengathi wawungakaze unyikinywe emuva.
When Jesus died at Calvary and paid the sin question, this sinful world had a blackout. The sun went down in the middle of the day. It had a nervous prostration, and a rock shook, the mountains rent, and the dead bodies bursted from the grave.
Lapho Jesu esifa eCalvary futhi wahlawula indaba yesono. Lumhlaba owonakeleyo waba lobunyama. Ilanga latshona phakathi kwemini laba lokudilika ngovalo. Njalo amadwala anyikinyeka. Izintaba zaqekezeka futhi imizimba efileyo yaphuma emangcwabeni.
What did it do? God zeroed in on Calvary. He wounded that animal called Satan forever. Now he's been more vicious since then because it brought light to the human race. And anyone knows that a wounded animal is his most vicious. Crawling around with his back broke.
Yenzani, uNkulunkulu wanemba eCalvary. Wayilimaza leyo nyamazana ebizwa ngokuthi Satan. Lanini? Manje usebelolaka okwedluleleyo kusukela lapho ngoba kwaletha ukukhanya esizukulwaneni sabantu. Futhi loba ngubani uyazi ukuthi inyamazana elimeleyo ilolaka kakhulu. Iyagaqa, ibhode, umgogodla wayo, wephukile.
Now, Satan was knocked out at Calvary. The earth proved that it was the greatest price that was ever paid, and the only one that could pay it, come and done it at Calvary.
Amen.
That's where the great price is paid.
Manje uSatan wachaywa waphuma eCalvary. Umhlaba watshengisa ukuba kwakunjalo. Inhlawulo enkulu eyake yabhadalwa. Futhi yena kuphela owayengayibhadala weza futhi wakwenza eCalvary. Yikho lapho inhlawulo enkulu eyahlawulwa khona.
That's one of the things. God had required it. No man was worthy. No man was able. No man could do it. And God came himself.
Amen.
And was made human.
Amen.
And lived a human life under human desires. And was crucified at Calvary.
Ngeinye yezinto uNkulunkulu wayekufunile. Kwakungela muntu ofaneleyo. Kwakungela muntu owayesenelisa. Kwakungela muntu owayengakwenza futhi uNkulunkulu weza yena ngokwakhe wenziwa waba ngumuntu futhi waphila impilo yomuntu phansi kwezifiso zomuntu njalo wabethelwa eCalvary.
And there, when Satan thought he wouldn't do it, he wouldn't go to it, he went through Gethsemane and every temptation any man ever stood. He went through it just like all men, but he paid the price.
Futhi lapho Satan ekhumbula ukuthi yena wayengeka kwenze. Yena wayengeke adlule kukho. Yena wadlula eGetsemane. Njalo lesilingo sonke umuntu wonke owake wasimela. Wadlula kukho. Njengabantu bonke. Kodwa wahlawula imbadalo.
That's what blacked the earth out.
Amen.
Like an anesthetic for an operation. When a doctor gives a man an anesthetic, he first knocks him out before he can do it. And when God gave the operation for the church, The world got an anesthetic. Nature had a convulsion.
Futhi yikho okwafiphaza umhlaba. Kwakunjengomuthi oqeda ubhlungu ekuhlinzweni. Uba udokotela esipha umuntu umuthi wokuqeda ubhlungu. Uqala umlalise lapho engakakwenzi. Futhi lapho uNkulunkulu esipha ukuhlinzwa kwebandla, umhlaba waqeda ubhlungu, indalo yaba lokudikiza.
No wonder God and human flesh was dying. It was the hour that the world had looked for, yet many of them did not know it. Like it is today, many look for these things, and yet they don't recognize them.
Akumangalisi, uNkulunkulu esenyameni yomuntu, wayesifa, kwakuyisikhathi lesi umhlaba owawusikhangelele, kodwa abanengi babengakwazi. Njengoba kunjalo lamuhla, abanengi bebekhangelele lezi zinto futhi kabaziqapheli.
They don't realize the way out. They're still trying to seek pleasures and things of the world, trying to find their way out.
Kabayiboni indlela yokuphuma. Balokho bezama ukudinga injabulo lezinto zomhlaba. Bezama ukudinga indlela yabo yokuphuma.
There has been many signposts that pointed to that day. Many great foreshadows. It had been foreshadowed by the lamb, by the bullock, by the turtle dove, and all these things, but yet it could not break it. It could not break that death hold. For Satan had the earth.
Kwake kwabakhona kube lezitshengiso ezinenye ezakhomba kulolu suku lokubonisa ngaphambili okukhulu okunenye. Lwalufanekiswe phambili ngewundlu, ngenkunzi, ngejuba, futhi lazo zonke lezi zinto. Kodwa loba kunjalo, kwakungela kwaphula leso sibopho sokufa lapho uSathane waye lomhlaba.
The very rocks that he once walked up and down on the earth burning brimstones. Lucifer was the son of the morning, and he walked on the earth when it was a burning volcanic. Those same rocks that had cooled off when Jesus died at Calvary belched forth out of the earth.
Amadwala ngokwawo lawo aye wahamba ekhwela futhi esehla emhlabeni isibabule sivuthayo. ULucifer waye indodana yokusa futhi wahamba emhlabeni lapho kuludaka oluphephayo. Lawo madwala aye sepholile lapho uJesu esifa eCalvary abhodla esuka emhlabathini.
The price that was paid and the bondage of Satan was broke. God put back into the hands of man a way back to what he was looking for.
Amen.
He had to weep no more.
Inhlawulo eyabhadalwayo futhi lobugqila buka Sathane bephulwa, uNkulunkulu wabuyisela ezandleni zomuntu indlela yokubuyela kulokho ayokudinga. Wayengasamelanga akhale futhi.
When he broke the backbone of Satan there at Calvary, the backbone of sin, of sickness. And it brings every mortal being on the earth back into the presence of God with sins forgiven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. Our sins are forgiven.
Wachaya lapho esephula umgogodla kaSathane. Lapho eCalvary umgogodla wesono, womkhuhlane, futhi kuletha wonke umuntu wenyama emhlabeni abuyele ebukhoneni bukaNkulunkulu. Lezono zithethelelwe. Hallelujah. Izono zethu zithethelelwe.
No more can Satan black us off from God. There's a highway made. There's a telephone sitting there.
Hallelujah.
There's a line to glory.
Amen. Amen.
Brings every person in reach of that line.
Ngitsho futhi ukuthi uSathane angeke sivimbezele kuNkulunkulu. Kulomgwaqo owenziweyo. Kule foni ehlezi lapho, kulocingo oluya enkazimulweni, luletha umuntu wonke ekufinyeleleni lolocingo.
If a man is full of sin, it connected him in his own central. He can be forgiven of that sin.
Amen.
Not only that, but that sin is paid for.
Nga umuntu egcwele isono, luyamqumisa emphakathini, yena angathethelelwa leso sono. Kungayisikho lokho kuphela, kodwa leso sono sihlawulelwe. Oh.
You don't have to say I'm not worthy. Sure you're not. You never could be. But a worthy one took your place.
Right.
You are free. You don't have to wonder anymore. You don't have to be a pleasure-seeking man out here on the earth.
Awudingi ukuthi uthi mina kangifanelanga. Ngeqiniso kaunjalo. Ungeke waba njalo. Kodwa yena ofaneleyo wathatha indawo yakho. Ukhulekile. Kawudingi ukuba uzulazule futhi. Kawudingi ukuba ngumuntu odinga injabulo lapha emhlabeni.
For there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, where sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stain.
Ngoba kulomthombo ugcwele igazi elidonswe emithanjeni kaEmmanuel, lapho izoni ziculiswa phansi kokugcwala kwalo balahlekelwa ngamachatha ecala.
You don't have to be lost. There is a highway and a way, and it's called the way of holiness.
Amen.
The unclean don't pass over it, for he comes to the fountain first.
Amen.
Then he enters the highway.
Kawudingi ukulahleka kulomgwaqo futhi lendlela njalo ibizwa indlela yobungcwele abangcolileyo kabedluli phezu kwayo. Ngoba udlula phakathi kwamthombo kuqala futhi abasengena umgwaqo.
He broke the powers of Satan. He opened the prison doors of hell to every man that was shut up in this earth in the prisons, fearing that when he died, what death would be to him.
Wephula amandla kaSathane, yena wavula izivalo zentolongo yesihogo kuwo wonke umuntu owayevalelwe kulo mhlaba phakathi kwezintolongo esesaba ukuthi lapho esesifa ukuthi ukufa kuyakuba yini kuye.
On Calvary, he opened those cell doors. Let every captive go free.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to no longer be torn down by sin.
ECalvary yena wavula lezo zivalo zentolongo. Wayekela izithunjwa zonke zakhululeka. Kawusadingi ukuba udatshulelwe phansi isono.
You don't have to no longer yield your members to sin. Drinking, smoking, gambling, telling lies. You can be honest, just, and upright.
Amen.
And Satan can do nothing about it. Because you've got a hold of a line. A lifeline. That's anchored in the rock of ages.
Kawusadingi ukuba unikele izitho zakho esonweni. Ekunatheni, ekubhemeni, ekuchoveni, ekuqambeni amanga. Ungathembeka, ulunge, futhi uqonde, futhi uSathane angeke enze lutho ngakho. Ngoba ubambe intambo, intambo yempilo, egxile edwaleni laphakade.
Nothing can shake you from it. No winds can shake you from it. No, nothing, not even death itself, can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. That's what Calvary meant.
Akula lutho olungakunyikinya kukho. Akula mimoya engakunyikinya kukho. Akula lutho ngitsho lokufa ngokwakho okungawusehlukanisa ethandweni lukaNkulunkulu olukuKristu Jesu. Yikho kwako sithiwo yiCalvary.
Man that were in bondage were set free. Man that were once under fear of death can no longer fear death. A man who longs for a city who's builder and maker of God.
Hallelujah.
He can step on the highway and set his face towards heaven.
Amen.
Because he's free. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Abantu abasebuqilini bakhululwa. Abantu abake baba phansi kokwesaba ukufa abasesaba ukufa. Umuntu olangazelela umuzi omakhi futhi umenziwayo nguNkulunkulu angangena emgwaqweni. Amise ubuso bakhe ezulwini ngoba ukhululiwe. Hallelujah.
He's redeemed. You don't need to wonder no more. For there is a way of knowing whether you're right or not. God gives us life. Our sins are gone. That day at Calvary paid the price.
Amen.
Yenu hlengiwe. Kadingi ukuzulazula futhi. ngoba kulendlela yokwazi ukuba uqondile kumbe hayi. UNkulunkulu sipha ukuphila. Izono zethu kazisekho. Lolo suku eCalvary lwabhatala inhlawulo.
When we see all that, no wonder the poet wrote, mid rending rocks and darkening skies, my Savior bowed his head and died. The opening veil revealed the way. The heaven's joy is an endless day.
Amen.
Lapho sibona konke lokho, akumangalisi imbongi yaloba. Phakathi kwamadwala eqekezayo, futhi lesibhakabhake sibamnyama. Umsindisi wami wagobisa ikhanda lakhe futhi wafa. Iveyile livulekayo lembula indlela enjabulweni yasezulwini losuku olungala kuphela.
Abraham don't have to wander no more across the country seeking a city. The sinner don't have to wonder anymore whether he can be saved or not. The sick man doesn't have to wonder whether he can be healed or not.
Abraham kadinga ukuzula futhi edabula ilizwe edinga umuzi. Isona sidinga ukuba sibe lokho siswela ukuba singasindiswa kumbe hayi. Ogulayo kadinga ukuba ebekwazi ukuba usilile kumbe hayi.
The opening veil on that day at Calvary revealed the way.
Amen.
To total victory. God give us the powers of his spirit to live triumphantly over all these things. Ask us only to believe it.
Yes.
Ukuvuleka kweveil ngalelo langa eCalvary kwembula indlela kunqobeni okupheleleyo. UNkulunkulu sipha amandla omoya wakhe ukuphila ngokunqoba phezu kwazo zonke lezi zinto. Usicela kuphela ukuba sikukholwe.
That happened on that day at Calvary. There never was a day like it. There never will be one like it. It's not necessary no more. The price is paid, and we are redeemed. Thanks be to God. We are redeemed.
Lokho okwenzakala ngalelo langa eCalvary kwakungakaze kube losuku olunjengalo. Ngakusoze kube lolunye olunjengalo. Akusadingakali futhi inhlawulo iphathelwe futhi sihlengiwe. Makabonga uNkulunkulu thina sihlengiwe.
Lord, you have to wonder about. There's no more guessing about it. It's all tucked away. The veil pulled back the curtain and we're set on a highway. Not to wonder anymore, but to believe and just walk right on. We walk right into God's very presence.
Ngakusela futhi ongabe usamangala ngakho. Ngakusela ukucabangela ngakho. Konke kususiwe. Iveil ladonsi ikhetheni. Futhi sibekiwe emgwaqweni kungasela kuzibuza futhi kodwa ukukholwa lokuqhubeka ukukholwa siyahamba singena phakathi kobukhona bukaNkulunkulu.
Abraham knew and others knew that while they were seeking the city they know they were from somewhere. Something had happened. They were living in a paralyzed earth.
UAbraham wayesazi futhi labanye babesazi ukuthi lapho bedinga umuzi bakwazi ukuthi bavela kweyinye indawo kulento eya iyenzakele babephila emhlabeni ogogekileyo.
Earthquakes came, storms come, wars and killings. The wolf and the lamb fed on one another, or the wolf fed on the lamb, and the lion eats the ox. It don't look right. There's something wrong. Knew there was something wrong.
Ukuzamazama komhlaba kweza, iziphepho zeza, izimpi futhi lokubulalana, ikhanka futhi lewundlu kwakudlanana, kumbe ikhanka lalisidla iwundlu, futhi lesilwane sidle inkabi. Akukhangeleki kuhle, kulento ephambanisekileyo, yena wazi ukuthi kukhona okuphambanisekileyo.
Man, brother killed brother. Father killed son, son killed father. There's something wrong. He's getting old. He's dying. He's withering away. His sickness is on him. He's in bondage.
Amadoda futhi umfowabo ubulala umfowabo. Uyise ubulala indodana. Indodana ibulala uyise. Kukhona inyinto ephambeneyo. Yena useluphala. Yena uyafa. Uyachwabana. Umkhuhlane uphezukwakhe. Yena usebugqilini.
The trees grow but not immortal. They die. The mountains change. The seas dry up. The waters fail. There's something wrong, and he sought a place, a city where that didn't happen no more.
Izihlahla ziyakhula kodwa akazilakho ukungafi, ziyafa. Izintaba ziyaguquka, ulwandle liyoma, amanzi ayaphela kulento ephambukileyo. Njalo wadinga indawo, umuzi lapho lokho kwakungenzakali futhi.
He knew if he could ever get back into the presence of the one that made it right, he could talk it over with him.
Yena wayekwazi nxa wayengabuyela ebusweni balo owakwenza kwalunga, wayeza kukhulumisana laye.
Oh, what a privilege, sinner, it is this morning to know that you got the way now. That day at Calvary opened up the way.
Oh, lithuba bani, soni. Yilo ngalokhu kusa ukwazi ukuthi ufumene indlela manje. Lelo langa eCalvary lavula indlela.
For all those patriarchs hunted for and sought for, Calvary gave it to you free.
Amen.
How would you turn it down?
Ngoba bonke labo okhokho ababekuzingela futhi bekudinga, iCalvary yakupha ngokukhululekileyo, ungakulandula njani na?
How would you turn it down to join a denomination? How would you turn it down to substitute something for it? The pleasures of the world. Why not accept it?
Ungakulandula njani uhlanganele insonto? Ungakulandula njani ufake eyinye into esikhundleni sakho, injabulo zomhlaba? Kungani ungakwamukeli?
The opening veil brings a man right back into the presence of God without sin on him of any kind, and sets a road before him to the thing that he's seeking for.
Amen.
Heaven, glory, peace, eternal life, everything right before him.
Iveyile livulekayo liletha umuntu ebusweni bakaNkulunkulu engelasono phezu kwakhe loba yiluphi uhlobo, futhi kufake umgwaqo phambi kwakhe entweni leyo ayidingayo, izulu, inkazimulo, ukuthula, impilo engapheliyo konke okuphambi kwakhe.
That day was the death blow to Satan's power. It ended everything.
Lolo suku lwaluyi ikuchayelwa ukufa kwamandla kaSathane, kwaqeda yonke into.
And I can see him there. He was Eden's lamb from the very first shadow that come of it.
Futhi ngiyabona yena lapho. Yena wayeliwundlu lase Eden kusukela ethunzini lokuqala elaphuma kokho.
When Abel by faith offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, he must have tied a grapevine around the lamb's neck, drug him up to the rock, took a rock in his hand for a lance and pulled his little head back and chopped and hacked him until he died. And his wool bathed with his own blood. He watered in his blood. It was a shadow.
Lapho abela ngokukholwa, wanikela kuNkulunkulu umhlatshelo ngcono kuloka Khayini. Kumele wayebophe umvini entanyeni yewundlu, walidonsele edwaleni. Wathatha ilitshe esandleni sakhe ukuba yinqamu, futhi wadonsela ikhanda layo elincinyane emuva, njalo wagamula wayihlahlela laze lafa, futhi uboya bayo bageza egazini layo, bazibhixa egazini layo kwakulithunzi.
But on that day at Calvary there was a lamb of this earth, but it was a lamb of God that was dying. Watered in his own blood.
Kodwa ngalolo suku eCalvary kwakungayisilo iwundlu lalumhlaba, kodwa kwakuliwundlu likaNkulunkulu elalisifa lizibhixa egazini lakhe yena.
He was hacked and chopped and beat and spit on and slammed and smacked and everything by the world. And the blood dropping off of his locks.
Wahlahlelwa futhi waganyulwa, njalo wachaya futhi wakhafulelwa, futhi bamwankala, bamchaya ngempama, futhi lakho konke langomhlaba futhi igazi lijuluka lisehla ngenwele zakhe.
When Abel's lamb died, it died speaking in a language that Abel could not understand. It was bleeding. And when God's lamb died that day at Calvary, he spoke in a language that no one understood him. My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Lapho iwundlu lika Abela lisifa, lafa likhuluma ngolimi lolu Abela ayengaluzwisisa. Lalikhala. Lapho iwundlu lika Nkulunkulu lafa ngalolo suku eCalvary, yena wakhuluma ngolimi lolo okwakungela muntu oyengamuzwa yena. Unkulunkulu wami, Nkulunkulu wami, ungichiyelani mina.
God's lamb, hacked to pieces, chopped up. He was the very lamb that Abel had in mind when he seen the promised seed of the woman.
Kwakuliwundlu likaNkulunkulu, lihlahlelwe, laba yizicuthu, liganyuliwe. Wayeliwundlu qobo, lelo Abela ayelalo, engqondweni lapho ebona inzalo yowesifazana ethenjisweyo.
He was the lamb that Daniel saw that would shoot out of the mountain without hands. He was the wheel in the middle of the wheel for the prophet.
Yena wayeliwundlu lelu Daniel alibonayo elaqethulwa phakathi kwentaba kungela sandla wayelivili eliphakathi kwevili kumprofeti.
All they had foresaw was met on that day at Calvary, that brought the great thing in, that broke the back of Satan.
Gonke ababekubone ngaphambili, kwatholakala ngalolo suku, lolo suku eCalvary, lokho kwaletha into enkulu phakathi kwephula umhlane kaSatan.
First, we should see what that day meant. Second, we should see what that day has done for us. Now, what it did for us. Now, third, let's look at what we ought to do for that day.
Okokuqala kumele sidinge ukuthi lolo suku lwalusichoni. Okwesibili kumele sibone lokho lolo suku olusenzele khona. Kathesi lokho olwasenzela khona. Manje okwesithathu asikhangeleni okumele sikwenzele lolo suku.
What ought we to do? First, we should look into it, for it's a great day, greatest of all the days.
Amen.
Sin price was settled. Satan's power was broken.
Kumele senzeni, okokuqala kumele sikhangele kukho, ngoba lilanga elikhulu, usuku olukhulu kwedlula zonke izinsuku, inhlawulo yesono yabhatalwa, amandla kaSathane ephulwa.
And now we want to see what we should do in return. Now in returns, when Jesus died at Calvary, on Calvary that day, he not only paid the price for our sins, but he also paid the price and made a way that we could follow him. For we, as the fallen Adams, that's been redeemed.
Futhi manje sifungubona, esingakwenza ngokubuyisela. Manje ngokubuyisela lapho uJesu esifa eCalvary. eCalvary ngalolo suku, yena kazange ebhadale inhlawulo kuphela ngenxa yezono zethu. Kodwa yena futhi wabhadala inhlawulo futhi wenza indlela ukuba simlandele. Ngoba thina njengabo Adam ababe wile sesihlengiwe.
As the Spirit led Adam, the first Adam, by the Spirit that had control of all nature, then we, the second Adam, or the man of the earth, has been redeemed by Christ from the day of Calvary, can follow him.
Njengomoya ukhokhela Adam, uAdam wokuqala, ngomoya owa ulokubusa imvelo yonke. Ngakho thina uAdam wesibili, kumbe abantu bomhlaba, behlengiwe nguKristu kusukela osukwini leCalvary, bangamlandela.
Now when he died at Calvary, he made a way. He gave up the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that sent it back to the earth for you and I to live by. That's what Calvary means to us, to follow him.
Manje lapho esife Calvary, yena wenza indlela. yena wanikeza umoya umoya oyincwele lo wona awuthumela emhlabeni ukuze wena lami siphile ngawo yikho okuchiwo iCalvary kithi ukumlandela yena.
First look into it, see what it did for us, and now what must we do in regards to it? What must you and I do?
Kuqala khangela kukho bona lokho okwasenzela khona njalo manje kuyini okumele sikwenze mayelana lalo, kuyini okumele wena lami sikwenze.
Now we say, well, I appreciate that, that's very fine, but we got to accept it, and to accept it is to accept his person, Christ, in our heart.
Manje thina sithi kuhle, ngiyakuthakazelela lokho, lokho kuhle kakhulu, kodwa kumele sikwamukele futhi ukukwamukela ukwamukela ubuntu bakhe uKristu enhlizweni yethu.
Then we are free from sin, therefore there's no sin shackles hanging on us at all. God, just like we had never sinned, the perfect sacrifice made us perfect. For Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Njalo ke sikhululekile esonweni, ngakho ke akula zibopho zesono ezilenge phezu kwethu la kancane. UNkulunkulu njengokuthi sasingakaze soni, umhlatshelo opheleleyo wasenza saphelela ngoba uJesu wathi ibani ngabapheleleyo njengokuba uyihle osezulwini ephelele.
Then there's no more to be done, but we are made perfect in the presence of God. Now there's where we lose our position. If we don't watch, we try to look back to what we was, and as long as we look back to what we was, the sacrifice means nothing to us.
Ngakho ke akusela okunye okungenziwa kodwa senziwe sabanga abapheleleyo ebusweni bukaNkulunkulu. Manje nanku lapho esilahlekelwa isikhundla sethu uba singaqapheli sizama ukukhangela emuva kulokho esasiyikho khona, futhi nxa sikhangela emuva kulokho esasiyikho umhlatshelo kawutsho lutho kithi.
I would not try the job. I can't. And neither can you. There's no need of trying. You're lost to begin with, as long as you look to what you've done. But don't look to what you've done. Look what that day on Calvary did to you.
Oh, kalukuboni bandla. Ngingeke ngikuzame umsebenzi. Ngingeke futhi lawe ungeke. Ngakukudingi ukuba uzame. Wena ulahlekile okokuqala. Kuphela nxa ukhangela kulokho owakwenzayo. Kodwa ungakhangeli kulokho owakwenzayo. Khangela kulokho lelo langa eleCalvary elakwenza kuwe.
It paid your price. It settled the question. Your sins be as scarlet, they're as white as snow. Red like crimson, white like wool.
La patala inhlawulo yakho. La qeda indaba. Izono zakho zibomvu, zimhlophe njenge ngqaqwane, zibomvu njengobubende, mhlophe njengoboya bezimvu.
Then you have no sin. You are perfectly sinless. No matter what you've done or what you do, you're still sinless as long as you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Your sins are forgiven. Anything's forgiven is remitted and forgot about.
Ngakho kawulasono. Kawulasono ngokupheleleyo. Loba wenzani, kumbe usenzani, kunjalo kawulasono. Kuphela nxa wamukela uJesu Kristu njengomsindisi wakho, izono zakho zithethelwele. Into yonke ethethelweyo iyesulwe futhi kwakhohlakala ngayo.
Then what does it do? It gives you, after that condition, his Spirit to follow him. And to do as he did for others who is following on.
Ngakho lokho kwenzani na? Kuyakupha ngemuva kwaleso simo umoya wakhe ukumlandela. Yena futhi lokwenza njengoba wenza yena kwabanye labo abalandelayo.
He was just one man, the perfect man. He gave his life and he made an example for you.
Yena wayengumuntu oyedwa. Umuntu opheleleyo. Yena wapha ukuphila kwakhe. Futhi yena wakwenzela isibonelo.
Now what must we do? Now the first thing I want to say is Jesus never lived for himself.
Amen.
His life was spent for others.
Amen.
That's perfectly eternal life.
Manje kumele senzeni na. Manje into yokuqala imfuna ukuyitsho yile. UJesu kazanga siphilele ngokwakhe. Eyakhe impilo yaphilelwa abanye. Lokho ngokupheleleyo impilo engapheliyo.
When you say you go to church and you do good things, that's fine. But when you live your life to yourself, you have an eternal life.
Lapho usithi uya ebandleni futhi wenze izinto ezilungileyo. Kuhle lokho. Kodwa nxa uziphilela impilo yakho wena wedwa, gawula impilo engapheliyo.
Eternal life is living for others. It proved it when he came in the Lamb of God. He lived and had eternal life because he did not live for himself, he lived for others.
Impilo engapheliyo ikuphilela abanye. Kwatshengisela lapho kusiza ewundlini likaNkulunkulu. Yena waphila njalo wayele mpilo engapheliyo. Ngoba kazange yena aziphilele ngokwakhe waphilela abanye.
And you receive eternal life by receiving that day, and you don't live for yourself no more, you live for others.
Futhi uwemkela impilo engapheliyo ngokwamkela lolo suku. Njalo kawuziphileli ngokwakho futhi uphilela abanye.
Someone said, how can you stand and let anybody call you such bad names? You don't live for yourself. You live for others that you might redeem that man.
Omunye wathi, ungema kanjani uvumele loba ngubani ekuqamba ngamagama amabi anjengalawo. Ngawuziphileli ngokwakho, uphilela abanye ukuze uhlenge lowo muntu.
You become sons. And the trouble of it is the church has forgot they were sons.
Liba ngamadodana futhi uhlupho lwakho yilolo. Ibandla selikhohliwe ukuba bangamadodana.
You are sons, you're taking Christ's place. You are sons, so don't live for yourself, live for others.
Uyindodana uthatha indawo kaKristu. Uyindodana ngakho ungasiphileli ngokwakho, philela abanye.
Well, Brother Bram, I can live for this brother because he sure is a nice man. That's not it. Live for that man who hates you.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Live for that person who would kill you if he could.
That's right.
That's what they've done to him. They killed him and he died that he might save them. That's eternal life.
Yebo mfowethu Branham, ngingaphilela lo umzalwane ngoba ngeqiniso ngumuntu olungileyo. Lokho akusikho. Philela lowo muntu okuzondayo. Philela lowo muntu ongakubulala nxa wayengakwenza. Yikho abakwenzayo kuye. Bambulala yena, njalo wafa yena ukuba yena abasindise. Leyo impilo engapheliyo.
When you, that's in your bosom. You're facing heaven then. But you sacrifice your own things. Give them up like the sheep gives its wool. You look on towards Calvary.
Lapho wena lokho kusesifubeni sakho usukhangelane lezulu khona ke. Kodwa uyadela ezakho izinto ziyekele njengemvu inikeza uboya bayo. Uyakhangela ngase Calvary.
I hope this helps you.
Amen.
To get in a place. That's what the tabernacle, that's what all people has got to do. Is find out what you are. And what's the purpose?
Ngiyathemba lokho kuyakunceda ukuba ungene endaweni. Yikho lokho itabernacle, yikho lokho bonke abantu abamele bakwenze. Yikufumana lokho oyikho, njalo lokuthi injongo yikuyini.
Church isn't going to church just to play music, sing songs. Church is a place where correction, judgment begins at the house of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Ibandla kusikho ukuya esontweni, ukuyakhalisa amaculo, ukuyahlabela izingoma. Ibandla yindawo lapho ukuqondiswa, ukwahlulelwa kuqalisela endlini kaNkulunkulu.
We must reckon ourselves dead and alive to Christ. Then he made the way that we could sacrifice ourselves to his service, to follow him. If we follow him, we lead the life that he led. That's wonderful.
Kumele sizibale njengabafileyo futhi siphila kuKristu ngakho. Yena wenza indlela yokuba sizinikele thina kuyo inkonzo yakhe ukumlandela yena. Uba simlandela yena, siyaphila impilo ayiphilayo yena. Kuyamangalisa lokho.
Jesus said and spoke of it. Let me just give you a few quotations on it. Listen close. Don't miss it. Jesus said it that day he would separate the people like the sheep and the goats.
UJesu wathi futhi wakhuluma ngakho. Yekani ngiliphe impindo amazwi ezilutshwane mayelana ngakho. Lalelisisa. Lingakukhuthi khona. UJesu wathi ngalelo langa yena uza kwehlukanisa abantu njengezimvu lembuzi.
And he would say to the goats, stand on the left side, and to the sheep, stand on the right side.
Futhi yena uzakuthi embuzini, imane esandleni senxele, futhi lakuzo izimvu, imane esandleni sokudla.
And he said to the goats, depart from me, because I was hungry, and you didn't feed me. I was in prison, and you did not visit me. I was naked and you clothed me not. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was sick and you didn't visit me. So depart from me.
Njalo wathi yena embuzini, sukani kimi, ngokuba ngangilambile, futhi kalizange lingiphe okokudla. Ngangisentolongweni, njalo kalizange lingivakatshele. Ngangihambaze, njalo kalingi qogisanga ngangomile njalo kalingiphanga okunatha ngangigula kalizange lingivakathele ngakho sukani phansi kwami.
And on the sheep he said, I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you ministered to me.
Futhi ezimvini yena wathi ngangilambile futhi langipha okokudla. Ngangihambaze futhi langipha okokugqoka. Ngangigula futhi langikhonza.
And notice, don't fail to get this, church. Keep this in your heart forever. It was so unconsciously done. The people don't do it for a line of duty. A man that gives you something there because he ought to do it. A man that feeds you because he ought to do it, he's got a selfish idea. It should be your very life, your very action.
Futhi nanzelela, lingehluleki ukubamba lokho bandla. Kugcineni lokho enhlizweni zenu kokuphela. Kwenziwa kungananzelelwanga. Abantu kabakwenzi ngoba kungumlando. Umuntu okupha olunye ulutho ngoba emele alwenze, umuntu omele akuphe ukudla ngoba kumele akwenze, ulombono ukuzifunela okungokwakhe. Kumele kube yikuphila kwakho, isenzo sakho uqobo.
It was so surprising to these sheep that they said, Lord, when were you hungry and we wouldn't feed you? When were you hungry and we fed you? When were you naked and we gave you clothes? When were you thirsty and we gave you drink? When were you sick and we ministered to you?
Kwakumangalisa sibili kulezi zimvu. Okokuthi zathi inkosi kunini lapho wawulambile futhi kasizange sikuphe ukudla. Wena kunini lapho wawulambile futhi sakupha okokudla wena. Kunini lapho wawuhambaze futhi sakupha impahla. Kunini lapho wawomile futhi sakupha wena okokunatha. Kunini lapho wawugula njalo sakukhonza wena.
It was so automatically out of love. Yeah. Just her life lived in her. God, let the people see what Calvary did for us. So automatically.
Kwakwenziwe ngokungacatshangelwa. Ngothando impilo yakho yaphila phakathi kwabo. Nkulunkulu yekela abantu babone lokho iCalvary esenzela khona. Ngokungacatshangelwa.
When were you, Lord? We never knew that. Look what Jesus turned and said, "In so much as you have done unto these, you did it unto me."
Kwako nini wena Nkosi? Thina sizange sikwazi lokho. Khangela lokho. UJesu ephenduka futhi wathi, "Njengokuba likwenze kulaba, likwenze kimi."
Unselfish life. Not the second thought. Not to think about it. But you are so dead to the things of this world. So alive in Christ. And so walking on the highway that these things are just an automatic thing. You just do it. And I say, "Well, the Lord want me to do that." It's not that. You're just part of Him. His Spirit's in you. And you act the way He acted. Do get it.
Impilo engasifunelo kwayo. Hatshi umcabango wesibili. Hatshi ukucabanga ngakho. Kodwa ufile ezintweni zalomhlaba. Futhi uphilile kangaka kuKristu. Njalo uhambe emgwaqweni ukuthi lezi izinto ziyinto ezizenzayo nje. Uyakwenza nje. Hatshi ukuthi kahle manje iNkosi iza, iNkosi ifuna ngenze lokho. Akusikho lokho. Uyingxenye nje yakhe, umoya wakhe ukuwe. Futhi wenza ngendlela ayenza ngayo yena. Ah, kubambe.
There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Not all that saith, "Lord, Lord," shall enter in, but they that do the will of my Father. Just from their hearts. Just freely. Now, that day at Calvary paid that price so we could be that way.
Kulendlela ekhangeleka ilungile emuntwini. Kodwa kuphela kwayo kuyindlela yokufa. Akusibo bonke abathi Nkosi Nkosi abazangena phakathi. Kodwa laba benza intando kaBaba wami kusuka enhlizweni zabo nje ngokukhululekileyo nje. Manje lelo langa eCalvary labhadala leyo nhlawulo ukuze sibe yileyo ndlela.
Now, say, you know, Widow Jones one time, she was out of coal, and I went and bought her some coal. I tell you, I seen a brother that needed a suit of clothes, and I went and got him a suit of clothes. Bless God, I'm a Christian. Oh, my, you selfish, poor, miserable person. You are a hypocrite.
Hachi uti, uyazi umfelo kazu Jones ngesinye isikhathi, waye, waphelelwa ngamalahle, futhi ngahamba, ngamthengela amalahle, ngiyakutshela. Ngibonile umzalwane obedinga isuthu yezimpahla njalo ngihambile ngamtholela isuthu yezimpahla. Busisi uNkulunkulu, ngingumKristu, o mina, wena uzifunela okwakho muntu ndini, ohawulayo, ungumzenzisi.
Don't let the right hand know what the left's doing, or the left know what the right's doing. Just so automatically dead in Christ till you do it anyhow. It's your nature, it's your makeup. You do it anyhow.
Ungavumeli isandla sokudla sazi lokho esenxele esikwenzayo. Futhi esenxele sazi lokho esokudla esikwenzayo. Imvelo yakho. Yikwenziwa kwakho. Uyakwenza wena kungenani.
It's just a life that lives in you. You're completely yielded to that spirit. And it just lives itself in you.
Yimpilo nje ephila kuwe. Uzinikele ngokugcweleyo kulowo moya futhi uyaziphila wona kuwo.
Oh, you feel that blessed spirit? That life. Not me that liveth, said Paul, but Christ liveth in me. Just so automatic.
Oh, uyawuzwa lowo moya obusekileyo leyo mpilo. Hatshi mina engiphilayo, watsho uPaulo, kodwa na uKristu ophila kimi.
Well, I'll tell you, Brother Branham, we are Christians here. We help these people. We help them people. Oh, my. Shame on you. That's not Christianity. Christianity is automatically got to, it's to be done. And you just forget about it, all about it. Go do it.
Kahle. Ngiyakutshela mfowethu Branham, singama Christu lapha. Siyanceda laba abantu. Siyabanceda bona abantu. Oh, mina. Ihlazo kuwe. Leso kayisiso siKristu. IsiKristu siyazenza nje. Kumele kwenziwe. Futhi uyakhohlwa ngakho. Konke ngakho. Angisoze hamba wenze.
Christ just completely surrendered his life to God. He gave himself as a public servant to the people. He gave his life freely. He didn't have to do it.
UChrist wanikela ngokugcwele impilo yakhe kuNkulunkulu. Wazinikela yena. Njengenceke yabantu ebantwini. Wanikela impilo yakhe ngesihle. Kwakungemelanga kwenze.
He didn't begrudgingly do it. He didn't say, now, brother, you all ought to think a whole lot of me because I've come to die for you. He never said a word about it. He died anyhow.
Amen.
Because it was God in him. It's God in you. It's God in me that makes us look at others.
Gazanga wenze ngomona. Gazanga ati manje bazalwane. Lonke kumele licabange kakhulu ngami. Ngoba ngize ukuzolifela. Kazanga khulume ilizwi mayelana ngakho wafa kungenani ngoba kwakunguNkulunkulu kuye uNkulunkulu ekuwe uNkulunkulu ekimi lokho okusenza sikhangele abanye
sheep on one side what am I say well lord I did this and lord I did that he said depart from me you workers of iniquity I never even knew him
izimvu kwelinye icele umunye wabo uza kuthi kahle inkosi Ngenza lokho futhi inkosi ngenza lokhiyana wathi sukani kimi lina benzu bokubi kangizange ngibe lazi
If the church can ever come to those fundamental facts that's not something you try to do you work yourself up to do it's something that's born in you
Nga ibandla lingafinyelela kulezo sisekelo zeqiniso lokho ukuthi Akusilutho ozama ukulwenza ozisebenzisa ukuthi ukwenze into ezelwe ikuwe
Forgive me my Pentecostal friends I am Pentecostal but my Pentecostal friends has got to a spot to where it has to be a lot of fast music beating up some bands or clapping hands or tambourines to bring up a shout That's only emotion
Ungithethelele mngani wami ongumPentecost. Lami ngingumPentecost. Kodwa abangane bami bamaPentecost sebefike esigabeni lapho osokumele kube ngamacacu akukhaliswa ngokuphangisa lokuchaya amabhendi kumbe ukuchaya izandla kumbe amathamborini ukwenza bamemeze lawo ngamadlabuzani kuphela.
They play the bands before they go to battle. They get people in the emotion of battle. I believe in music. I believe in clapping hands, but I believe in these things. That's exactly true. We ought to have that.
Bayakhalisa amabhendi bengakayi empini. Bangenisa abantu phakathi kwedlabuzane lempi. Ngiyakholwa emacacweni. Ngiyakholwa ekuchayeni izandla. Kodwa ngiyakholwa kulezi zinto. Lokho xathu kuliqiniso kumele sibe lakho lokho.
But you have left. The great things undone.
Amen.
Is that self-sacrifice life that God lives in you, automatically doing that which is right because it's right. Just going on, don't even think nothing about it, just living it.
Kodwa lichiye izinto ezinkulu zingenziwanga. Yileyo mpilo elokuzidela ngokwakho, ukuthi uNkulunkulu uphila kuwe, ukwenza okulungileyo ngoba kulungile, kuzenza ngokwakho. Uqubeka nje ungacabangi lutho ngakho ukuphila nje
Then what you see what's going on you're on the highway That's what Calvary meant to you on the highway opened up that day for you
Khangela ke uyabona okwenzakalayo uphungu ngawenzi usemgwaqweni yikho iCalvary yakuchoyo kuwe emgwaqweni yavulela wena usuku lolo
Now remember You cannot be half goat and half sheep. They won't mix.
Manje, kumbula. Ungeke ube ingxenye imbuzi, njalo ingxenye imvu, akuhlangani.
Now there's a lot of people say, yes, you know what, we got an organization in our group, we help the poor, we do this. That's all right. But you're tooting your own horn about it.
That's right.
You don't do that. You do your alms in secret, Jesus said.
Manje kulabantu abanengi abathi, yebo uyazi ukuthini na, silinhlanganisa iqembini lethu thina siyanceda abayanga senza lokho kulungile kodwa ukhalisa uphondo lwakho ngakho kawuyenzi lokho wenza iziphiwo zakho ekusithekeni uJesu watsho.
Just automatically something to you, it's no more than going getting a drink of water. You're thirsty. If the next man's thirsty, you think about him too. Next man's need, you think about him the same as what your own need, and don't pay no attention to it, just live on.
Ngokuzenza nje enye into kuwe kungedluli ukuhamba ukuthatha amanzi okunatha wena womile nxa omunye umuntu olandelayo ehomile ucabanga ngaye futhi isidingo somuntu olandelayo ukhumbula ngaye indlela yinye lapho ukhumbula ngesidingo sakho futhi ungabilandaba ngakho uyaphila usiya phambili nje.
Now you can't be half sheep and half goat.
Manje ungeke ube ingxenye imvu lengxenye imbuzi.
So if you say, well, our church has got an organization, we give to the poor, we do this and do that and do the other. If you have that without that other, the life of Christ, then you're just absolutely doing it in vain.
Ngakho nxa usithi kahle, ibandla lethu lilenhlanganiso, siyapha abayanga, futhi senza lokho, njalo senza lokhuyana, futhi senza lokunye. Nxa ulalokho, ungelakho okunye. Impilo kaKristu kuwe ngempela ukwenza nje ngeze.
Jesus, Paul said, 1 Corinthians 13, though I give all my goods to feed the poor and have my body burned as a sacrifice, it profit me nothing.
UJesu, uPaulo wathi, abaseKorinto bokuqala 13, loba ngingaphi impahla yami yonke ukondla abayanga, futhi nginikele umzimba wami uthiswe njengomhlatshelo.
This is hard, but it's truth.
That's right.
You got to come to that fact.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Recognize what Calvary did for you.
Manje lokho kulukhuni.
We look at it and say, oh yes, that's fine. That ain't it. If that Son of God had to go to Calvary for crucifixion, every son that comes must go to a Calvary.
Siya kukhangela futhi sithi, o yebo kuhle lokho. Lokho akusikho. Nxa leyo ndodana kaNkulunkulu yayimele iye Calvary ukuba ibethelwe. Yonke indodana ezayo kumele iye Calvary.
He must also have a Calvary. You must have that day of Calvary. I've got to have that day of Calvary. That settles the sin question. Not shake hands with the preacher. Not be shook into the church. Not come in by letter. Not come in by profession. But come in by birth.
Kumele laye abe le Calvary. Kumele ube nalolo suku le Calvary. Kumele ngibe lo suku le Calvary. Lokho kuqeda indaba yesono. Hathi ukuqawula izandla zomthumayeli. Hathi ukuqawulela ebandleni. Hathi ukungena ngencwadi, hathi ukungena ngomsebenzi, kodwa ukungena ngozalo.
He never gave a letter. He never gave a profession. He gave a birth.
Amen.
That's how we come in. Then from that, automatically we're living Christian lives.
Kazange aphe incwadi, kazange aphe umsebenzi, wapha uzalo. Yiyo indlela esingena ngayo. Yikho ke kusukela lapho ngokuzenzayo siphila impilo yesiKristu.
Now, another remark. Half goat, half sheep. They don't have such a thing. You're either goat or sheep. You're not half goat and half sheep. You're either goat or sheep.
Manje omunye umutsho, ingxenye yimbuzi, ingxenye yimvu, abalanto injalo. Uyimbuzi kumbe uyimvu, ngawusiyo ingxenye imbuzi, lengxenye imvu, uyimbuzi kumbe uyimvu.
Now, if you're just doing good things and think you can get in by that, then there wouldn't have to be a day of Calvary.
Amen.
The law provided that.
Manje nxa usenza nje izinto ezilungileyo futhi ucabange ukuthi ungangena ngalokho. Ngakho ke kwakungasoze kube losuku leCalvary. Umthetho wakuletha lokho.
But being taken a day of Calvary was to bring that in. That we could not be just church members, but be sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
That's what the day of Calvary was. That's what it meant to you. That you might do and follow and act like Jesus.
Kodwa njengoba kwathatha usuku leCalvary kwakumele kulethe lokho ukuba sasingeke saba ngamalunga ebandla nje kodwa sibe ngamadodana lamadodakazi kaNkulunkulu yikho lokho ilanga leCalvary elaliyikho yikho okwakukutho kuwe ukuba uyenze futhi ulandele njalo uyenze njengoJesu.
Now the river doesn't run up and down at the same time. The river only runs one way. And the Spirit of God just runs one way. It doesn't mix things with it. Runs the same way.
Manje umfula kawugelezi ukhwela futhi usehla. Ngasikhatsinye umfula ugeleza kuphela usiya ndawonye. Futhi umoya kaNkulunkulu ugeleza nje usiya ndawonye. Kawuhlanganisa izinto kanye lalo. Uhamba ngendlela yinye.
What's Jesus in closing? Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also. And greater than this shall you do, for I go to my Father.
Kangela uJesu sesivala. UJesu wathi msebenzi engiyenzayo liza kuyenza lani. Futhi emikhulu kulale liza kuyenza ngoba ngiya kubaba wami.
I'm not saying this so much to the church here. You understand. But these messages are taped. Tens of thousands hear them around the world.
Ngangicho lokho kangako kuleli ibandla lapha. Liyazwisisa. Kodwa le imbiko iyathetshwa. Amachume ezinkulungwane ayayizwa kuphodu umhlaba.
I'm going to answer that question for the critic right now. I've often been said, told. They say, well, you believe the Bible. Jesus said, these works that I do, shall you do also, and greater than this shall you do. For I go to my Father.
Ngiza kuphendula lumbuzo womcothozi khona manje. Ngihlala ngikhuluma, ngitshelwa bathi ngani ukholwa iBhayibheli. UJesu wathi limsebenzi engiyenzayo liza kuyenza lani. Futhi lemikhulu kulale liza kuyenza ngoba ngiya kubaba wami.
How bad can you get, mister? How far away from discernment can you wander with your intellectual theologies? With your mental conception of anything. My gracious and lost friend, can you not understand that this Bible is spiritually interpreted?
Uzakuba mubi kangakanani mnumzana. Uzakuya kude kangakanani ekudaluleni uzula lokukhalipha kweze science lezenkolo zenu lokuqedisisa kwenqondo zenu ngezinto zonke. Mngani wami, olomusa futhi olahlekileyo kawuzwisisi yini ukuthi leli iBhayibheli licasiswa ngomoya.
Jesus thanked the Father that he hid it from the educated and shrewd and wise and prudent and would reveal it to babes such as would come to Calvary.
UJesu wabonga ubaba ukuthi waye kufihle kwabafundileyo labahlakaniphileyo futhi labahlakaniphileyo labaqwayileyo njalo wakwambula khona ezinganeni lezo eziza eCalvary.
Now watch. Jesus said, watch how he stated it. The works that I do, he's doing them right now. The works that I'm doing now, healing the sick, raising the dead, opening the eyes of the blind, these works shall you do also. You'll do these if you believe in me. You do these works. And then a greater than this shall you do. For I go to my Father.
Manje kangel. UJesu wathi, khangela ukuthi wakubeka njani yena, imisebenzi engiyenzayo, uyayenza khona manje, imisebenzi engiyenzayo manje, ukusilisa abagulayo, ukuvusa abafileyo, ukuvula amehlo eziphofu, le imisebenzi liza kuyenza lani, liza kuyenza le inqali kholwa kimi, liyayenza le imisebenzi, futhi ke emikhulu kulale liyakuyenza, ngoba ngiya kubaba wami.
A little while and the world won't see me no more. Yet you'll see me. I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. I will not leave you comfortless. I'll pray the Father. He'll send you another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Whom the world cannot receive, yet you can receive him.
We say is kachan. Futu mhlaba kawusayi kungibona. Futhi kodwa liza kungibona. Ngizakuba lani. La phakathi kwenu lase kupheleni komhlaba kangisoze ngelichiye lingela nduduzo. Ngizacela ubaba uzawulithumezela omunye umduduzi okungumoya engcweli lo umhlaba ongeke wawamukele kodwa lina liyawamukele yena.
Now notice, the greater works was to have the power in the church not only to heal the sick by prayer, cast out devils by prayer, but to impart eternal life to believers.
Manje nanzelela imisebenzi emikhulu kwakuyikuba lamandla ebandleni athi kuphela ukusilisa abagulayo ngomthandazo, ukuxotha amadimoni ngomthandazo, kodwa ukunikeza impilo engapheliyo kwabakholwayo.
The Holy Ghost was coming and given into the hands of the church to impart life.
Oh.
That's what Calvary meant.
Umoya oyingcwele wayesiza futhi ephiwe ezandleni zebandla ukunikeza ukuphila. Oh, yikho kwakuthiwa iCalvary.
It touched stooped, degraded men and women and lifted them into a place to be sons and daughters of God, to heal the sick and to impart eternal life by giving the Holy Ghost to obedient believers. Man who were once unbelievers be made believers and impart spiritual eternal life.
Yathatha abagobileyo amadoda labafazi abayehlisiweyo futhi kwabaphakamisela endaweni ukuba ngamadodana lamadodakazi kaNkulunkulu ukuphilisa abagulayo futhi lokunikeza impilo engapheliyo ngokunika umoya oyingcwele kumakholwa alalelayo. Amadoda ake abangesinye isikhathi abangakholwayo benziwa abakholwayo futhi lokunikeza ngokomoya impilo engapheliyo.
How much greater is it to say this sick woman laying here, I can pray a prayer of faith and she'll be healed? That's a great thing. That's what he was doing then. He said, greater than this shall you do. I'm going to give you power. Not only to raise him up for a while, but to give him eternal life. But you'll be eternal forever.
Gukhulu kangakanani khona ukuthi uthi lo mfazi ogulayo olele lapha ngingathandaza umthandazo wokukholwa futhi uyakusiliswa. Into enkulu yikho eyakwenza yena ngaleso sikhathi. Kodwa wathi emikhulu kulale liza kuyenza. Ngiza kulinika amandla hathi kuphela ukumvusa okwesikhathi kodwa ukumnika ukuphila okungapheliyo okuza kuba ngokungapheliyo kokuphela.
Poor blind wretched people,
praise God.
How do you miss that? Don't you see what the greater thing is?
Yes.
That's the greatest thing could ever happen.
Hallelujah.
Was to impart eternal life to people.
Abahawulayo iziphofu abantu abazwisa usizi likukhutha njani lokho? Galiboni ukuthi okukhulu kuyinto bani? Lokho yinto enkulu engenzakala kwaba yikunikeza impilo engapheliyo ebantwini.
Hallelujah.
What is eternal life? The life that he lived. The life that was in him. Impart that to others. Can a man do that? A son of God can.
Ikuyini impilo engapheliyo? Impilo ayiphilayo yena. Impilo eyayikuye inikeze leyo kwabanye. Angakwenza umuntu lokho na? Indodana kaNkulunkulu ingakwenza.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus said, whosoever sins you remit to them, they are remitted.
Amen.
Whosoever sins you retain to them, they are retained.
UJesu wathi loba ngezi kabani izono elizesulayo kibo zesuliwe, lesono sikabani elingasesuliyo lakubo kasesulwanga.
Now here's where the Catholic Church and many others made their big mistake. They want to say, I forgive your sins. That wasn't it.
Manje lapha yikho ibandla leKatolika lamanye amanengi abenza khona iphutha labo elikhulu. Bayaphuma futhi bathi ngiyathethelela izono zakho. Kwakungayisikho lokho.
How did they get sins forgiven in the Bible? Peter answered that question on the day of Pentecost. They said, what can we do to be saved? How can we get this that you all got?
Benza njani ukuthi izono zithethelelwe eBhayibhelini? UPetro wawuphendula lo mbuzo ngelanga lePentecost. Bathi, senze njani ukuba sisindiswe? Singakuzuza njani lokho elilakho lonke?
He laid down the prescription.
Yes, he did.
He told them what to do. He said, repent every one of you towards God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
For the remission of your sins. There's a greater works.
Wendlala phansi okokwenza. Wabatshela okokwenza. Wathi phendukani lonke phambi kaNkulunkulu. Futhi liphaphathizwe ngebizo lenkosi uJesu Kristu. Ngenxa yani. Ngokwesula kwesono senu. Nansi imsebenzi emkhulu.
How many of you preachers this morning, how many of you listen to my word on magnetic tape, are willing to go to Calvary this morning? Look what God did there for you.
Amen.
And forsake your denominational creeds and preach the gospel.
Libangaki lina, bachumayele lamuhle ekuseni. Libangaki lina, elilalele ilizwi lami ethephini, elizimiseleyo ukuya eCalvary. Ngalokhu kusa njalo likhangele lokhu uNkulunkulu akwenzele khona lapho futhi lichiye izimvuma nkolo zenu zamasonto futhi lichumayele ivangeli.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's in your lap now. What are you going to do with it?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Why repentance and remission of sins must be preached in his name to all the world, beginning at Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So kuyizinqobe zenu manje. Liza kwenzani ngakho? Ngoba ukuphenduka lokwesula kwezono kumele kuchunyayelwe ngebizo lakhe kuwo wonke umhlaba kuqala eJerusalem. Hallelujah. Udumo nakho ko.
What does Calvary mean to you? What did that day do to you? Did it stuff you out with some theology? Did it make you a stuffed shirt?
Amen.
Or did it make you a Christian? Sold out! Hallelujah! Sins remitted!
I Calvary ichoni kuwe. Lolo sugu lwenzani kuwe. Lagu twalisa nge science yezo kukholwa. Lagu enzo wabangu guzi kukumezayo. Kumbe lakwenza waba ngumKristu uzinikele. Hallelujah. Isono sesuliwe.
Greater works than this shall you do. You see who the ye's are, don't you?
Hallelujah.
Greater works than this. Remitting sins in the name of Jesus Christ.
Emikhulu imsebenzi kulaleli zakuyenza. Liyabona. Oli bangobani angithi? Emikhulu imsebenzi kulale ukwesula izono ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu.
But through creeds and denominations and so forth, it's bound you down to a place you're still serving the world.
Yes, thank you.
Tell me any man, tell me any woman can come to Calvary and try to be a big somebody because somebody said something.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ngitshela loba yiphi indoda, ngitshela loba nguphi umfazi ongeze eCalvary futhi azama ukuba ngumuntu omkhulu ngoba omunye ukhulume ulutho.
Tell me where you can look in the face of Calvary in its right light, that day in Calvary. How can you have your day on Calvary come out of stuffed shirt? How can you come out a puppet for some organization to preach some man-made doctrines?
Ngitshela lapho ungakhangela ebusweni beCalvary ngokukhanya kwakho okuqondileyo lelo langa eCalvary. Ungaba losuku lwakho kanjani eCalvary futhi uphume uzikhukhumeza? Ungaphuma kanjani ungodlaliswayo ngethile inhlanganiso futhi uchumayele imfundiso ezenziwe ngabantu?
Why don't it humble you to the word of God?
Thank you, Lord.
If you ever go there, you'll come out humble.
Kungani kungakuthobise elizwini likaNkulunkulu? Nga ungahamba khona uyaphuma uthobekile.
How can you want to be some big something in your organization with a feather in your hat when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, humbled himself to a hacked up body, to a spitted face, until shame and disgrace, and he stripped his clothes off and crucified him before the world, despising the shame? How can you go to Calvary and come away anything different than what he was?
Yeah.
A disgrace, a shame.
Ungafunelani ukuba into enkulu enhlanganisweni yakho ulosibe engwanini yakho lapho uJesu Kristu indodana kaNkulunkulu wazithoba yena emzimbeni owadatshulwayo ebusweni obakhafulelwa kwaze kwathela inhloni lehlazo futhi bamhlubule izembatho zakhe njalo bambethela yena phambi komhlaba engenaki ihlazo ungahamba kanjani eCalvary futhi uphume ungenyinto ehlukanela lokho aye yikho khona isiyeyiso ihlazo.
Oh, you say they'll kick me out. Let them kick.
That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Have your day at Calvary. Amen. God will have his way with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me quote that again. Have your day at Calvary. God will have his way with you.
Amen.
Let us pray.
Oh, wena uthi baza ngixotshela phandle. Yekela baxotshe. Woba losuku lwakho eCalvary. UNkulunkulu uzakuba lendlela yakhe lawe. Ngukuphinde futhi lokho njalo. Woba lesuku lakho eCalvary, uNkulunkulu zakuba lendlela yakhe lawe. Ngasikhulekene.
Lord. Oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Take us all up to Calvary just now.
Hallelujah.
Let us get away from self, Lord. The fear of man. The fear of what somebody else is going to say.
Nkosi. Oh Nkulunkulu sihambise sonke eCalvary okwamanje yenza sisuke ekuzaziseni kwethu Nkosi ukwesaba abantu ukwesaba lokho omunye aza kukhuluma.
While the whole world laughed at him, made fun of him, but he was obedient to death. He was obedient to disgrace. He was obedient even under the federal government.
Ngani umhlaba wonke wamhleka yena wameyisa yena kodwa walalela yena lasekufeni walalela yena kulo ihlazo walalela loba langaphansi kumbuso kaGhulumende.
And we realize that when Satan smote this earth, he became the ruler and authority in this earth. He witnessed the same before our Lord and said, these kingdoms are mine, I'll do with them what I will.
Futhi siyabona ukuthi lapho uSathane echaya lomhlaba waba ngumbusi lesiphatha amandla kulomhlaba wafakaza into oyinye phambi kwenkosi yethu futhi wathi limbuso ngeyami ngiyenza ngayo engufunayo.
And we realize that from that day to this world under the curse has been ruled by the one that cursed it.
Yes.
But God, oh God, we serve a kingdom that's uncursed.
Amen.
Futhi siyakubona lokho. Kusukela kulolo suku kusiza kulolo. Lomhlaba ngaphansi kwesiqalekiso ububuswa nguye lo owaqalekisayo. Kodwa uNkulunkulu, oh uNkulunkulu, sikhonza umbuso ongaqalekiswanga.
Father God, how marvelous it is that you've done some great things in the picture world today. Letting these great pictures like Ten Commandments and so forth come out. To let men and women see that wouldn't even darken a church door. But let them see what it is.
Baba Nkulunkulu, kuyamangalisa kangakanani ukuthi wenze izinto ezinkulu emhlabeni wezemfanekiso namhlanje. Uvumele limfanekiso emkhulu njengemithetho elithumi futhi lokunye kwaphuma ukuvumela amadoda labafazi babone abangeke bangena eminyango webandla kodwa uvumela ukuba babone ukuthi kuyini.
God's way is a rejected way by the world. Because we're going to Russia under communism. We are in this world, but we're not of this world.
Indlela kaNkulunkulu yindlela ephikiweyo ngumhlaba. Ngoba sinje nge siya eRussia ngaphansi kwesikhomanisi. Sikulumhlaba kodwa sisibo balumhlaba.
Amen.
We have went to Calvary. We have crucified ourselves for the kingdom of God to be one of his. No matter what the world says, we take the way with the Lord's despised few.
Sihambe Calvary. Thina sizibethelile ngokwethu ngenxa yombuso kaNkuluNkulu ukuba ngomunye wabakhe kungelani ukuba umhlabuthini sithatha uhlangothi labesiweyo benkosi abalutshwane.
We go on to the resurrection and we believe it that's soon at hand, Lord. The one we will be resurrected into a kingdom that will take over this world as Daniel foresaw it, and he broke all the world up into a little shaft, and the wind blew it off of the summer threshing floor.
Siyaqhubeka sisiya ekuvusweni kwabafileyo futhi siyakholwa ukuthi lokho sokusondela Nkosi kuze kube lapho siyakuvuselwa embusweni ozakuthatha lomhlaba njengoDanieli wakubona ngaphambili futhi wakuphohloza umhlaba wonke kwaba ngumule omncinyane futhi lomoya wakuphephetha esizeni sokubhula sehlobo.
But the mountain, the stone, growed into a great mountain that covered the earth. That stone shall come. Oh God, we want to be a part of it.
Amen.
Let us deny ourselves, take up our cross daily. Live for Christ, live for others. Grant it, Lord.
Kodwa intaba ilitshe lakhula laba intaba enkulu eyagcwala umhlaba wonke lelo litshe lizakuza uNkulunkulu sifuna ukuba ingxenye yalo masizilandule thina ngokwethu sithathe isiphambano sethu suku zonke siphilele uKristu siphilele abanye siphe khona Nkosi.
There be some here this morning that doesn't know him as Savior and would like to be remembered in the closing prayer and would like for this to be your day at Calvary. Would you raise your hands and say, pray for me, Brother Brennan? I want to know him as my Savior.
Bakhona abanye lapha ngalokhu kusa futhi labo abangamaziyo yena njengomsindisi futhi bethanda ukukhunjulwa ngomthandazo wokuvala njalo uthanda lokhu kube lilanga lakho eCalvary ungaphakamisa izandla zakho futhi uthi ngithandazele mfowethu Branham ngifuna ukuba mazi njengomsindisi wami.
God bless you, young fellow. Someone else, God bless you, my brother, back there. Would there be someone else? Say, I want to know him. I want this to be a day of Calvary for me.
UNkulunkulu akubusise, mfo mncane. Omunye futhi. UNkulunkulu akubusise, mfo wethu emuva le. Angaba khona omunye futhi. Wothi, ngifuna ukuba mazi yena. Ngifuna lokhu kube lusuku eCalvary kimi.
I'm sick and tired. What's the use of me trifling around here with the very thing that I was born to do? I was born to be a son of God, and here I am holding on to the things of the world. God, let me be crucified today.
Sengikhathele futhi sengidiniwe. Kuncedani kimi ukuba ngidlale lapha lento engazalelwa ukuyenza. Ngazalwa zalelwa ukuba yindodana kaNkulunkulu. Futhi nangu mina lapha ngibambelele izintweni zomhlaba. Nkulunkulu mangibethelwe namuhla.
Let me crucify today myself and my ideas that I might live with Christ and live for others. No matter what they do to me, if they make fun of me and persecute me and say all evil against me and things, let me just humbly walk along and meek like a lamb like he did.
Amen.
Someday you promise to raise me up again at the last day. I'm looking for that day.
Mangibethele lamuhla uqobo lwami, limqondo yami, lokho ukuze ngiphile lo Kristu. Futhi ngiphilele abanye kungelani ukuba benzani kimi nxa bengenza inhlekisa lokungizingela futhi bakhulume konke okubi ngami njalo lezi zinto vumela ngihambe nje ngithobekile futhi ngimnene njengewundlu njengoba yena wenza njalo ngolunye usuku uthembisile yena ukungivusa njalo ngelanga lokucina ngikhangelele lelo langa.
Would there be some more hands go up? God bless you back there. And you? All right. Some more. Just God bless you. God bless you. Some more. That before we pray.
Kungaba lezinye izandla ezingaphakama. UNkulunkulu akubusise emuva le. Futhi lawe kulungile. Abanye futhi nje. uNkulunkulu akubusise. uNkulunkulu akubusise. Abanye futhi lokho singakhuleke.
Our heavenly Father, it was said when Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, as many as believe was added unto the church. They truly believed with all their hearts.
Baba wethu sezulwini, kwajiwo lapho uPetro echumayela ngelanga lePentecost. Bonke abakholwayo bengezelelwa kulo ibandla, bakholwa ngeqiniso ngenhliziyo zabo zonke.
These people that just raised their hand, I believe that they have believed with all their heart. And if they have, there's a pool of water waiting here. They want those sins forgiven. There's somebody here that can baptize them in that name and the only name that there is under heaven given among man.
Hallelujah.
That we must be saved.
Laba bantu abaphakamisa izandla zabo. Manje ngiyakholwa ukuba bakholiwe ngenhliziyo yabo yonke. Njalo uba bekwenzile kulecibi lamanzi elilindeleyo lapha. Bafuna le zono zithethelelwe. Ukhona lapho omunye ongababhaphathiza ngalelo bizo. Futhi ibizo kuphela lelo elikhona ngaphansi kwezulu. Eliphiweyo ebantwini. Lelo okumele sisindiswe ngalo.
For as I quoted the scripture a few moments ago, that repentance and remission of sins must be preached in His name to all the world, beginning at Jerusalem.
Ngoba njengoba ngiphindile umbhalo imzuzu emlutshwane edlulileyo ukuthi ukuphenduka lokwesula kwezono kumele kuchunyayelwe ngebizo lakhe emhlabeni wonke kuqala eJerusalem.
And at Jerusalem, when repentance and remission of sin was preached, the apostle told them of the scriptures and said they must repent first and then be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. That was the preacher's business to do.
Futhe Jerusalem lapho ukuphenduka lokwesula kwezono sekuchunyayeliwe umpostoli wabatshela ngemibhalo futhi wathi kumele baphenduke kuqala futhi baphaphathizwe ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu. Lokho kwakungumsebenzi womchumayeli wokwenza.
For them to repent and Him to baptize them for the remission of their sins. Whosoever sins you remit, to them they are remitted. Whosoever sins you retain, to them they are retained.
Bona ukuba baphenduke futhi laye ukuba baphaphathiza kukho ukwesula kwezono loba ngubani izono zakhe elizesulayo kibe zesuliwe loba ngezigabani elingazisulanga kubo gazisulwanga.
Father, how did the world ever get off on a tantrum like that? Why not believe the simple gospel?
Baba, umhlaba ungene kanjani kuphaphathekeni njengoba bekwenzile? Kungani bengakholi ivangeli elilula?
And they even bring in for that to substitute false names, false baptisms, false Holy Spirit baptisms, shaking hands with ministers, using the titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, which is never in the scriptures.
Futhi bayangenisa ngalokho ukubeka esikhundleni amabizo amanga, ubhaphathizo lwamanga, ubhaphathizo lwamanga lukamoya oyingcwele, ukuqawulana izandla labafundisi, ukusebenzisa izinhloko zikayise ntodana moyo oyingcwele okungekho empalweni.
A document made by a Roman man. Not a Christian teaching nowhere in the Bible. Remission of sins cannot be remitted through titles, but through the name of Jesus Christ.
Ugwalo lwenziwa ngamadoda esiRoma, athi imfundiso yesi Kristu, ngitsho langaphi eBhayibhelini, ukwesula kwezono akungeke kwesulwe ngesihloko, kodwa ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu.
Now, Father, we know it's very unpopular. Your ways has always been that way.
That's right.
But let men and women this morning come to that day.
Yes.
That day at Calvary.
Manje baba siyakwazi ukuthi akudumanga kakhulu. Izindlela zakho zihlezi zinjalo. Kodwa vumela amadoda labafazi kulokhu kusa baze kulolu suku lelelo langa eCalvary.
For Jesus, despising that day, that shame to be stripped off, to be hacked to pieces, to be spit on and made fun of by the whole world, by the church, by the people who should have loved him. And yet in all that, he opened not his mouth and went and died for those people that were making fun of him.
Lapho uJesu enganaki lolo suku, lelo hlazo, ukuhlutshulwa, ukusikwa-sikwa, izicucu, ukukhafulelwa, lokweyiswa, ngumhlaba wonke, libandla ngabantu, okwakumele kube yibo abamthandayo yena, futhi loba kunjalo, yena kawuvulanga umlomo wakhe, njalo waqhubeka, wafela labo bantu, ababemenza inhlekisa yena.
God, take us to Calvary this morning. And if they say we're crazy, they say we got the scriptures wrong, whatever they want to say, God, they cannot stand in the presence of God and say it's wrong.
Nkulunkulu sihambise Calvary. Lamuhle kuseni, futhi uba besithi siyahlanya, bathi sibambe impalo ngokungayisikho, loba yikuyini, abafuna ukukutsho, Nkulunkulu abangeke bemaphambi kaNkulunkulu bathi akunjalo.
They cannot cover their sins by the Bible. The Bible uncovers their sins. Their unbelief.
Yeah.
To be popular. To do like the rest of the crowd. Let them come to Calvary this morning and begin at Jerusalem. That repentance and remission of sins must be preached in His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
Abangeke bembese izono zabo ngeBhayibheli. IBhayibheli liyembula izono zabo. Ukungakholwa kwabo, ukufuna udumo, ukwenza njengexuku lonke, vumela babuye eCalvary ngalokho kusa. Njalo qalise eJerusalema ukuba ukuphenduka lokwesula kwezono kumele kuthunyayelwe ngebizo lakhe kuzo zonke izizwe, kuqalisele eJerusalema.
Let them take that same crucified step to be hacked and spit upon and made fun of and called everything that can be called in the line of religious renegades, tear up of churches, all they want to call.
Gabatate lelo nyatelo linye, logu betelwa, logu siga sigwa, futi logu kaflelwa, njalo logu yeiswa, logu bizwa yonke into, abangayibizwa, endleleni yaba hlamuki bezenkolo, abatazula mabandla, konke abafuna ukukubiza.
May we, Lord, this morning take our way with the Lord's despised view. May we walk like the apostles did, neither turning right or left, and from the goodness of our hearts serve God.
Amen.
Grant it, Father.
Akuthi thina Nkosi, ngalokho kusa, masithathe uhlangothi labeyiswayo abenkosi, abalutshwane, masihambe njengabapostoli, bahamba, singaphendukeli kwesokudla kumbe kwesonxele, futhi kusukela ekulungeni kwenhliziyo zethu sikhonza uNkulunkulu. Yenza kube njalo, Baba.
Now heal the sick and the afflicted that's coming into the prayer line. May these who raise their hands in their hearts repent right now. May these who have stood back so long quickly move to the water and have their sins remitted upon the name of the sacrifice, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen.
Manje silisa bagulayo labahluphekileyo abaza edwendweni lomthandazo, akuthi labo abaphakamisa izandla zabo enhlizweni zabo baphenduke khona manje, akuthi labo abaseme isikhathi esithe baphangise ukuya emanzini izono zabo zesulwe ngebizo lomhlatshelo uJesu Kristu indodana kaNkulunkulu. Amen.
Down esiphambanweni where my
lapum sindiswam wafa
lapum akala
ukubanga ihlanzwe esonweni sam lapho enhlizweni yami ikazi lace malidunyiswe elakhe malidunyiswe ibizo lakhe. Oh, malidunyiswe ibizo lakhe. Olapho enhlizweni yami igazi lacela. malitunyiswe ibizo lakhe.
I am so wondrously saved.
Esonweni njani
uJesu
uhlala ngaphakathi ngobumnandi esiphambanweni lapho yena woba ngowakhe phakathi. Oh, malidunyiswe ibizo lakhe, malidunyiswe ibizo lakhe. Malitunyiswe ibizo lakhe. Ibizo elikhulu, oh, lapho enhlizweni igazi lacela. Malitunyiswe elakhe.
Doesn't that just do something to you? Just towers you out. Puts a hope in your life. Life eternal. What is crucified with Christ is to live for others.
Akwenzi lutho lokho kuwe. Kuyakhukhula nje. Ubeka ithemba phakathi kwakho. Impilo. Impilo engapheliyo. Kuyini ukubethelwa lo Christu? Yikuphilela abanye.
What kind of others? Those who hate you. Those who wouldn't like you. Those who would make fun of you. Live for them. Be with them. Love them. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Say all manner of evil falsely for my name's sake. They persecute the prophets which were before you.
Abanye abanjani? Labo abakuzondayo. Labo abangeke bakuthande. Labo abangakweyisa. Baphilele. Woba labo. Bathande. Bakhulekele labo abakuphatha ngokungafanelanga. Bekhuluma konke okubi. Beqamba amanga ngenxa yebizo lami. Bazingela abaprofeti abalandulayo.
I thought the message would probably help the church this morning, that you would see that we need a Calvary, we need a crucifixion.
Bengikhumbula ukuba umbiko mhlawumbe ungasiza ibandla ngalokho ukusa. Ukuba liza kubona ukuthi liyadinga iCalvary, sidinga ubethelwa.
Now what is it all done? It's all paid for. Sister in the wheelchair. To the people here that's sick and afflicted. It's all paid for. The only thing you have to do is to believe that it's yours. Accept it in the same way, and you'll be healed.
Manje kuyini konke okukwenzile? Konke kubhadelwe. Dade osesihlalweni esilamavili. Ebantwini lapha abagulayo, labahluphekileyo. Konke kubhadalelwe. Into kuphela okumele uyenze yikukholwa ukuba kungokwakho. Kwamngeli ngendlela yinye, futhi uzaku. Siliswa.
Remember, now what is it? You could go to the world, preach the gospel, heal the sick, and impart eternal life. How much greater would it be if here's a man laying here with tumor, cancer, whatever it is?
Kumbula manje kuyini? Ungahamba emhlabeni, uchumayele ivangeli, usilisa abagulayo, futhi unikeza impilo engapheliyo. Kungaba kukhulu kangakanani ukuthi lapha nansi indodana lele lapha lethumba. Imvukuzane loba kungaba yini.
We have seen him so many times impart his blessings and heal the man, heal the woman, tens of thousands upon thousands of infallible cases around the world. Take them out of cot stretcher, just shatter people, eat up with cancer. Today, fine, healthy people. These works that I do shall you also. But greater than this shall you do. More than this is right.
Simbonile yena kanenye enikeza izibusiso zakhe, futhi esilisa indoda, esilisa umfazi, amachume ezinkulungwane zezinkulungwane zalokho okungelako ukuphosisa. Umhlaba wonke bona besuswa phakathi kwemibheda, uhlaka lokuthwala abalimeleyo, ithunzi nje labantu abadliwe zimvukuzane, lamuhla bakahle abantu abaphilileyo. Le yimisebenzi engiyenzayo liza kuyenza lani, kodwa emikhulu kulale ndiza kuyenza, emnengi kulale kuqondile.
What? I gave them extension of life through Jesus' name to extend their life for a few days. But more than this shall you do, you'll give him eternal life through my name.
Ini, ngibangezelele impilo ngebizo lika Jesu. Ukwengeza impilo yabo ngensuku ezilutshwane. Kodwa okunenge kulalokho lizakwenza. Lizakubanika impilo engapheliyo ngebizo lami.
Why would you be ashamed of that precious name? Why would people shun it and back away from it? It's the devil. Certainly.
Kungani siba lamahloni ngalelo bizo elilikhukhu? Kungani linabantu lilibalekela futhi lichedele emuva kulo ngusathane sibili?
Repentance and remission of sin must be preached in his name to all the world, beginning at Jerusalem. That's where the message went out first. Is that right? Repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name, beginning at Jerusalem.
Ukuphenduka lokwesula kwezono kumele kuchunyayelwe ngebizo lakhe emhlabeni wonke. Kuqala eJerusalema, yikho lapho umbiko waphuma khona kuqala. Kunjalo na, ukuphenduka lokwesula kwesono kuchunyayelwe ngebizo lakhe kuqala eJerusalema.
Now, first we'll do as he did, have prayer to heal the sick. Next, we'll have the great gift. The water is ready back here for any that wants to be baptized. These garments in here for women, garments in here for man, standing ready for you to have your sins remitted.
Manje kuqala, sizakwenza njengoba wenza yena, sibe lomthandazo ukusilisa abagulayo, okulandelayo sizakuba lesipho esikhulu, amanzi alungele emuva lapha. Kuloba ngubani ofuna ukubhaphathizwa, kulezambatho lapha ezabafazi, lezambatho lapha ezamadoda, zimi zilindele wena ukuze izono zakho zesulwe.
Because remember that you can only have your sins remitted according to Bible teaching. For there's not another name under heaven given among man whereby you must be saved.
Ngoba khumbula ukuthi ungaba lezono zakho zesuliwe mayelana lokufundiswa kweBhayibheli. Ukuba akukho elinye ibizo phansi kwezulu eliphiweyo bantwini lelo ongasindiswa ngalo.
Paul met some had already been baptized, and they were shouting, had victory. He said, unto what were you baptized? They said, unto John. He said, John baptized unto repentance.
UPaulu wahlangana labanye abasebebhaphathiziwe futhi babememeza belonqoba. Yena wathi, la bhaphathizelwa kukuphi na? Bathi kuJohane. Wathi uJohane wabhaphathizela ukuphenduka.
I get this, unto repentance, not for remission of sins. How many understands that? Not for remission of sins. They were baptized, all right, unto repentance. They have repented. Yes, sir. I've repented. I believe he's coming. They were baptized unto repentance. That is to say, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Manje kubambe lokho. Kukho ukuphenduka, hatshi ukwesulwa kwesono. Bangaka abakuzwisisayo lokho. Hatshi ukwesulwa kwesono. Babhaphathizwa kuhle, kukho ukuphenduka. Babe bephendukile, yebo mnumzana. Ngiphendukile mina, ngikholwa yena uyeza. Babhaphathizwa kukho ukuphenduka. Lokho yikuthi ukukholelwa enkosini uJesu Kristu.
Then when they heard this, that the sacrifice already come, they were baptized over again in the name of Jesus Christ. And then was imparted to them when he laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied.
Lapho bekuzwa lokho, ukuba umhlatshelo usuvele wafika. Babhaphathizwa futhi ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu. Futhi ke kwanikezwa kubo lapho esebekile izandla zakhe phezu kwabo umoya oyingcwele. Futhi bakhuluma ngezindimi baprofita.
Now how you go to change that scripture? You put your finger on one place in the Bible where anybody was ever forgiven of their sins in the New Testament and ever was baptized in any other way but in the name of Jesus Christ.
Manje uzawukuqula kanjani lo mphalo? Faka umuno wakho endaweni eyodwa eBhayibhelini lapho loba ngubani owathethelelwa izono zabo kuTestament elisha futhi wabhaphathizwa loba ngayiphi indlela kodwa ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu.
Show me one place in the Bible where that any person was ever baptized in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. or bring to my desk a history of the church, that shows where anybody was ever baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost until 300 and something years after the death of the last apostle when the Catholic Church was organized.
Ngitshengisa indawo eyodwa eBhayibhelini lapho okulomuntu owake wabhaphathizwa ngebizo likayise endodana moya engcwele. Kumbe ulethe etafuleni lami imbali, imbali yebandla etshengisa lapho okulomuntu owabhaphathizwa ngebizo likayise endodana lomoya engcwele. Kwaze kwaba ngamakhulu amathathu leminye iminyaka ngemuva kokufa kompostoli wokucina lapho ibandla leKatolika lihlelwa.
Now I've got the pre-Nicene fathers and all the historians and everything right in my study. The most ancient sacred history in the world. Amen. The only infallible proof that we have.
Manje ngile pre-Nicene fathers futhi le bonke abe zimbali futhi lakho konke endaweni yami yokufundela eyakudaladala imbali engcwele emhlabeni obufakazi kuphela obungala kuphosisa esilabo.
Read our Sunday visitor of the catechism of the Catholic Church. Watch them what they say. Some of the Protestants will perhaps be saved because that they do bow to the Catholic doctrine. For their Bible says baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, but we've taken the solemnity off of the name of Jesus and put on Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and they admit it.
Funda isande visita yetu, kumbe ikatekazi, yebandla lekatoliki, futhi ukukhangele lokho abakuchoyo. Abanye bamaprotestanti mhlawumbe bazasindiswa ngoba bayakhothamela imfundiso yamakatolika, ngoba iBhayibheli labo lithi babhaphathiza ngebizo likaJesu Kristu, kodwa sisuse isithunzi ebizweni likaJesu, sasifaka kuyise indodana lomoya engcwele futhi bayakuvuma.
Now show me a scripture contrary to that. There you are. And yet the world bows right to it. Why, they've never been to Calvary. That's it. They've never seen.
Manje ngitshengisa umbhalo ophambene lalokho. Futhi nanko ke, futhi kunjalo umhlaba uyakukhothamela. Ngani? Abakazi beye Calvary. Yikho lokho. Abakazi baboni.
They'll make fun of you and call you, they'll even call you Holy Roller, Jesus Only, and all those fanatic names that they can. What difference does it make what they call you? What does he care what they call him? He was crucified. He lived for God and God alone.
Baza kukuyeyisa futhi, bakubize futhi baya kukubiza, bagiqika bangcwele, Jesu kuphela, futhi lowo wonke, lawo mabizo, obuphoqo, abawubizayo. Kulomahluko bani lokho abakubiza ngakho? Kuyini abakwenzayo? Waba le ndaba ngalokho ababiza khona yena. Wabethelwa, waphilela uNkulunkulu, futhi uNkulunkulu yedwa.
And if that same spirit was in him as in you, will make you do the same thing bearing his name. Whatever you do, said the Bible, in word or in deed, do it all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Giving praise to God.
Futhi uba lo moya munye owawukuye ukuwe uzakwenza uyenze into inye uthwele ibizo lakhe loba yikuphi elikwenzayo litsho iBhayibheli ngezwi kumbe ngezenzo kwenzeni konke ngebizo likaJesu lisipha udumo kuNkulunkulu.
Where do you get that triune pagan doctrine? Out of a catechism, not out of the Bible. The word Trinity is not even mentioned in the whole scriptures in Genesis or Revelation. There's no such a thing. There is no such a thing as a Trinitarian God. He's God.
Amen.
God alone, one God. He's always been one God.
Kungaphi lapho elithola khona lobo buthathu imfundiso yesiyedeni phakathi kwekhathikezi athi phakathi kweBhayibheli ibalo buthathu kalikhulunywanga futhi embhalweni yonke kusukusela kuGenesis kusiya kusambulo. Kakulanto enjalo, kakulanto enjalo enje ngonkulunkulu abathathu. Yena ungunkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu yedwa, uNkulunkulu munye, ubehleze ngonkulunkulu munye.
He served three offices. He served once as the Father under Moses. He served once in flesh as the Son, Jesus. He serves now as the Holy Ghost, but it's one God. One God, not with three names, three offices, three titles, and one name. Jesus Christ.
Wakhonza izikhundla ezintathu, wakhonza kanye njengendodana uJesu, ukukhonza okwamanje engumoya oyingcwele, kodwa ngunkulunkulu oyedwa, unkulunkulu munye, hathi lamabizo amathathu, izikhundla ezintathu, izinhloko ezintathu, ebizweni linye uJesu Kristu.
Anything different is pagan. And I ask for somebody to show that it is. Right. I've said that for years after years after years, and nobody's took it up yet.
That's right.
Because it can't be. I've got the here's the Bible first. There's the ancient history to prove that it's exactly right. And why does the devil just well, the Bible said to be that way.
That's right.
How can they come unless I draw them? That's just all I know. That's what Jesus said.
Okunye okwahlukileyo yibuye then. Futhi ngiyacela omunye atshengise lokho uba kungenjalo yikho sibili ngikukhulume lokho okweminyaka ngemva kweminyaka ngemva kweminyaka futhi akula muntu owakwamukelayo lakathesi bona ngokuba awungeke kube njalo ngile nanti iBhayibheli okokuqala futhi nanzo imbali zakudala ukuqinisa ukuthi kunjalo sibili futhi kungani uSathane nje yebo iBhayibheli yathi baza kuba ngaleyo ndlela bangeza njani ngaphandle ngibadonse yilokho kuphela konke engikwaziyo ngakho yikho uJesu akukhulumayo wathi
so I'm not saying that to be if I said that and preached a sermon like this I'd be the worst hypocrite among you right I say that because it's truth and it's life
amen.
Many is baptized into Christ, puts on Christ. You have life by His name.
Ngakho ngikhulumi lokho kuba nxa ngikhulume lokho futhi ngichumayele intshumayelo enjengaleyi ngingaba ngomzenziso odlulisileyo phakathi kwenu yikho sibili ngiyakukhuluma lokho ngoba kuliqiniso futhi kuyimpilo bonke aba baphathizwa kuKristu bembethe uKristu balempilo ngebizo lakhe.
We pray in His name, seek in His name, preach in His name, baptize in His name, live in His name, die in His name, go to heaven in His name, resurrect in His name.
Amen.
All the family in heaven is named Jesus. The Bible said so. All the family on earth is named Jesus.
Sikhuleka ngebizo lakhe, sidinga ngebizo lakhe, sichumayela ngebizo lakhe, sipaphathize ngebizo lakhe, siphila ngebizo lakhe, sifa ngebizo lakhe, sihambe ezulwini ngebizo lakhe, sivuke kufeni ngebizo lakhe, yonke imuli ezulwini ibizwa ngokuthi Jesu. IBhayibheli yatsho njalo imuli yonke emhlabeni ibizwa ngokuthi Jesu.
He said, I came in my... You said, well, it's the name of the Father. Father is not a name, it's a title. He said, I came in my Father's name and you received me not.
Wathi yena ngeza ngelika wami. Uthi wena yebo libizo likayise baba kayisilo bizo isihloko wathi yena ngeza ngebizo lika baba wami njalo kali ngamkelanga mina
now what name did he come in certainly and you receive me not so there you are it's just it's hid from the eyes of wise and prudent surely it's sure
manje iliphi bizo yena eza ngalo yeye sibili futhi alingamkelanga mina ngakho nanko ke yikuba nje yebo kufihlwe emehlweni abahlakaniphileyo labaqedisisayo ngeqiniso kuliqiniso yeye
over in revelations we talked the other day there's the old prostitute church which is the first organization and then she had a bunch of daughters that was born out of her they do the same thing same habit
futhi ngale kusambulo njengoba safundisa ngelinye ilanga Nanto ibandla elidala eliyisifebe okuyinhlanganiso yokuqala futhi kwaye lixuku lamadodakazi abazalwa nguye benza into inye umkhuba munye.
She all winds up in Babylon the same way with a church of Rome and a confederation of churches of other nations and there she is all winding up all in the same thing same ball.
Upeta eseBabylon indlela inye bele bandla leRoma futhi lo manyano wamabandla wezizwe futhi nango lapho konke kuqoqela konke entweninye emkhumbini munye
the God's church
amen
hallelujah it's a called out church
amen.
Separated
amen.
How's the church built how will you know this how can you ever know this to be the truth when God reveals it to you How did Abel know it was a lamb instead of apples? It was revealed to him. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice.
Kodwa ibandla likaNkulunkulu, hallelujah, libandla elibizweyo, lehlukanisiwe, lakhiwa njani ibandla, uzaba kwazi njani lokho, ungaba kwazi njani lokho, ukuba liqiniso na, lapho uNkulunkulu ekwambulela, wenza njani, wakwazi njani uAbela ukuthi kwakuliwundlu esikhundleni sama-aphulu, kwembulwa kuye, ngokukholwa uAbela wanikela kuNkulunkulu umnikelo owamukelekayo kangcono.
Coming down off the Mount Transfiguration, Jesus says, "Who do men say I am?" Some said Elias, Moses, and so forth. He said, "But I'm asking you, who do you say I am?"
Esize sehle entabeni yokuguqulo, uJesu wathi abantu bathi mina ngingubani? Abanye bathi ungu-Elias, uMose futhi lokunye. Wathi yena kodwa ngiyalibuza lina lithi ngingubani?
Peter said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God."
Amen.
He said, "You ever learn this?" And otherwise, I say this not to be big, but to drive down a point. You never learned this in some seminary. Some man never taught you this. But my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed this to you.
Petro wathi, wena ungumKristu, indodana kaNkulunkulu ophilayo. Wathi yena kawuzange ufunde lokho ngezinye indlela. Ngikukhuluma lokho athi ukuba mkhulu kodwa ukubethela umcitho kawuzange ukufunde lokho kwesinye isikolo sobufundisi omunye undoda kazange akufundise lokho kodwa ubaba wami osezulwini ukwambulele lokho kuwe.
I am not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but I'm Jesus Christ. And upon this rock, what rock? The same one Abel went. Upon that same rock, upon this rock, the spiritual revealed truth of God, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell can never prevail against it.
Amen.
They'll try it, but they'll never prevail.
Ukuthi nginguye, hathi uyise indodana lomoya ongcwele, kodwa ngingu Jesu Kristu, futhi phezu kwaleli dwala. Lidwala bani? Lelo linyo abela ahambayo, phezu kwedwala linye, phezu kwaleli dwala, iqiniso likaNkulunkulu, lokomoya elambuliweyo, ngizakulakha ibandla lami. Lamasango esihogweni awasoze alehlule, yikho sibili baya kuzama kodwa akasoze alehlule bona.
So just go to Calvary, be crucified, come back and take your way with the Lord, this finds you, move on.
Ngakho hamba nje eCalvary, ubethelwe, woza uthathe uhlangothi labeyiswayo benkosi abalutshwane, qhubekela phambili.
Now Lord, we are committing all things to you. I don't know out of this group what's in here. I have no idea of knowing, Lord, unless you would reveal it.
Manje Nkosi, sinikela zonke izinto kuwe. Ngangikwazi phakathi kwaleli qembu. Lokho okulapha, ngangilamcabanga ukwazi. Nkosi ngaphandle ukwambule wena.
And now, Father God, I'm not asking you to do that. I've just laid it in the laps of the people. There they are. May this be a real Calvary this morning. May it be a real crucifixion to self-will and to self-desire. And the big things of life.
Futhi manje baba Nkulunkulu, ngangikucela ukuba ukwenze lokho. Ngikubekile nje emathangazini abantu. Nampo ke, makube iCalvary uqobo, leyilokho ukusa, makube ikubethelwa kwenkani futhi lokuzifunela okwabo, njalo lezi zinto ezinkulu zempilo.
May man become humble and willing to take the way with the Lord's despised you. May they walk humbly. May they be born into this kingdom, this great kingdom of God, which is a spiritual body, the celestial body of Christ on earth. By one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body.
Makuthi amadoda azithobe, futhi bazimisele, ukuthatha uhlangothi, labeyiswayo benkosi, abalutshwane. Mabahambe ngokuthobeka, mabazalwe embusweni lowo. Lumbuso omkhulu kaNkulunkulu, ongomzimba womoya, umzimba wasezulwini kaKristu emhlabeni. Ngomoya munye siphaphathizwe sonke emzimbeni munye.
Grant it, Lord, whether they be black, white, yellow, brown, whatever they are, male or female, bond or free, we've all been made to drink of the same self-spirit. Grant it, Father, may it be among many this morning that they will understand, may you open up their understanding.
Yenza kube njalo Nkosi. Loba bemnyama, bemhlophe, belithanga, bensundu, loba beyini, owesilisa kumbe owesifazane, obothiweyo kumbe okhulekileyo, sonke senziwa ukuba sinathe emoyeni munye. Yenza kube njalo, Baba futhi makube lephakathi kwabanenge lamuhla ekuseni kuba bazwisise, mawuvule wena ukuzwisisa kwabo.
Then it'll be like a new day to him. The sun will shine and the dismal light of man-made theologies will drift away and the light of God will shine on their path and break forth the veil that veils in this beautiful light. And they can walk the highway of holiness then, living for others as Christ did.
Yiko, kuzakuba njengosuku olutsha kibo. Ilanga lizakhanya, futhi lokukhanya okufipheleyo kwezesayensi zokukholwa ezenziwe ngabantu ziphephetheke futhi ukukhanya kaNkulunkulu kukhanye endleleni yabo njalo kudabule iveil elisithayo kulokho ukukhanya okuhle futhi bangahamba umgwaqo wobungcwele ngakho konke bephilela abanye njengoKristu wakwenza.
Now as we bring the prayer line in, I pray that you'll anoint your servants this morning.
Amen.
All of us as we pray one for the other. Grant today that every sick person that comes through this prayer line may be healed.
Manje lapho sileta udwendo lomthandazo phakathi ngiyakhuleka ukuba ugcobe inceku zakho lamuhla ekuseni. Sonke thina lapho sikhuleka omunye komunye futhi yenza lamuhla ukuba umuntu wonke ogulayo oza ngalolu dwendwe lomthandazo mabasiliswe.
May they return like the little cross-eyed girl and the little boy and that elderly lady and Brother Wright and many of those who came through, Lord, with afflictions and diseases and something that the doctors cannot cure. And here they are today, just about a week ago, and here they are well today.
Ma babuyele njengenkazana encinyane elenqala, futhi lo mfana omncinyane njalo, lenkosikazi leyo esikhulile futhi lo mfowethu Wright njalo, labanenge balabo abezileyo Nkosi lokuhlupheka njalo lemkhohlane futhi into odokotela abange lakuyilapha futhi nampa lamuhla okungaba yiviki nje edlulileyo futhi nampa baphelile lamuhla.
God made men and women pass by with that same faith, knowing that they are going to Calvary to be crucified to their thoughts and their ideas that they are past healing. May the power that raised Jesus from the grave give them life, great life of faith. And then immediately after this, may many come to the pool for baptism. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Kulunkulu maguta amadoda labafazi, bedlule lapha, lokholo lunye besazukuthi, baya eCalvary, ukuyabethelwa emicabangweni yabo, futhi lemikhumbulo yabo, eyokuthi sebedlulile ekusilisweni. Makuthi amandla avusa uJesu engcwabeni abaphe impilo enkulu yokholo futhi ke masinyazana ngemva kwalokho makuthi abanenge baze ecibini ukuzobhaphathizwa siyakucela ngebizo lika Jesu. Amen.
Amen. Now we just got 20 minutes to run the prayer line in the baptismal service. Now we don't have prayer cards, we've gotten from that. We'll try to work it in my bigger meetings whenever we start.
Manje sile mizuzu engamachumi amabili nje ukuqoba udwendo lomthandazo futhi lenkonzo yobhaphathizo. Manje kasila makhadi omthandazo susukile kulokho futhi sizama ukukusebenza emihlanganeni yami emikhulu loba nini siqalisa.
I've told you all, we laid it out, we got it on tape, and everywhere I go them tapes will be sent ahead. The sign only points to the blessing.
Ngilitshelile lonke. Sikubeke sobala silakho kuthepu futhi lo bangapi engiyakhona lawo mathepu azathunyelwa phambili isibonakaliso sikhomba kuphela esibusiswe.
Idea was if you pray for the sick, get the people to believe. I said they won't believe. He said you'll be given these signs and by this they will believe. The signs has moved over and over for 10 years around the world without one time failing. No failure at all in it. How many know that to be true?
Umcabango wawilo nga ukhulekela bagulayo yenza abantu bakukholwe ngathi kabangeke bangkholwe wathi yena uza kuphiwa lezi zibonakaliso futhi ngalokho baza kukholwa. Izibonakaliso Sizihambe zahamba okweminyaka elichumi ziphotha umhlaba kungela sikhathi lapho kusehluleka kungela kwehluleka ngithola kancane phakathi kwakho bangaka bakwazi lokho kuliqiniso.
If you can believe the sign and believe the message, that's right, it shows us. And would God put in me a message and let it be so perfect like that? Or what? And I'll tell you something, it'll be falsely? God won't let me do that. No, 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 sir. I'm telling you the truth.
Yebo, nga unga kholi isibonakaliso, ngakho khola umbiko, kunjalo sibili, kuyakutshengisa khona, futhi uNkulunkulu angabeka kimi umbiko, futhi awenze uphelele njengalokho. Kodwa yini futhi ngilitshele ulutho olungamanga uNkulunkulu angeke angivumele ukukwenza lokho hach 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 nomzana ngilitshelile iqiniso.
All you that wants to be prayed for, kindly on this row here, come over on this side if you will, over line up to the right, and then that'll let the people come through as we pray. And then we'll get the boys, the ushers, and we'll watch, and as they come through here, then over on this side we'll bring them around the back and bring them to it. Everybody be praying for it.
Manje lonke lina elifuna ukuthandazelwa sengathi kulumzila lapha uzani ngapha kuleli icele nxa lifuna ngale lifonele kusiya kwesokudla futhi ke lokho kuzenza abantu beze lapho sikhuleka yikho sibe sesithatha abafana abangenisa futhi labanye baza khangela futhi lapho besiza lapha ngakho ngale kuleli cele siza kubaletha bebhode ngemuva futhi sibadlulise khona umuntu wonke uzathandazelwa.
Oh no, not yet. Well, I mean, if you don't matter, you bring her out, or you, I can bring her out there now or the last time she wants to. It doesn't matter.
Oh, hachi, hachi, kangizange yebo loba isiphi isikhathi ufuna kakulandaba ungamleta kumbe nginga umlethe lapha manje kumbe ngemuva kwesikhatshana loba isiphi isikhathi afunayo kakulandaba.
Now let's get just quiet as we can for this next few minutes. I want y'all to be thinking now. Now what did the Bible say? The prayer of faith shall save the sick. How many know that's right?
Manje masithuleni ngokwenelisa kwethu okwaleyi imizuzu emlutshwane ngifuna lonke libe licabanga manje yathini iBhayibheli umkhuleko wokukholwa uza kumsilisa ogulayo bangaka bakwaziyo ukuthi lokho kuyikho.
How many knows the Bible said these signs shall follow them that believe? The works that I do shall you also. What was the works he said? I can, if ye believe that I'm able to do this. Is that right?
Bangaka baziyo iBhayibheli lathi lezi zibonakaliso ziza kubalandela abakholwayo. Imisebenzi engiyenzayo liza kuyenza lani. Futhi imisebenzi yayiyini? Wathi yena ngingakwenza nxa ukholwa ukuthi iyakwanisa ukukwenza lokho. Kuyikho na.
What was my question? They won't believe. He said these signs will cause them to believe. Now if you believe, get ready. This is your hour of deliverance. Just the same as it be from sin, it's the same promise for the same God.
Ubu yini umbuzo wami? Kaba soze bangikholwe. Wathi lezi zibonakaliso zizabenza bakholwe. Manje nxa ukholwa, lungiselela leli lihola lakho lenkululeko. Kuyafanana nje njengokuba kungaba njalo esonweni isithembiso sinye sikaNkulunkulu munye.
Now we got a little sick woman here. She's got stomach trouble from down in New Albany. We're going to pray for her first so she can get her a seat. Now, quietly and everybody now, I want the brother to help me here. Let's bow our heads a moment now for prayer.
Manje silomncane ogulayo umfazi lapha. Olohlupho lwesisu ovela le eNew Albany. Sizamkhulekela kuqala ukuze athole limtholele isihlalo. Manje ngokuthula futhi lo muntu wonke manje ngifuna abazalwane bangincedise lapha futhi masikhothamiseni amakhanda ethu okwesikhatshana manje okuthandaza.
My Heavenly Father, this has been your word. I'm not responsible for the action that it will be took upon it, but I'm responsible for preaching it.
Manje Baba osezulwini, leli bekuyilizwi lakho. Kangilamlandu ngenyathelo elizathathwa phezu kwalo, kodwa ngilomlandu wokulichumayela.
And knowing this, and knowing that I'm a middle-aged man now, and someday must face you, I have preached the truth. From my heart, you know it. Not to be prejudiced. If that was so, Lord, then I need repentance.
Futhi ngisazi lokho, njalo ngisazi ukuthi ngiyindoda phakathi laphakathi kobudala. Manje futhi ngolunye usuku, kumele ngikhangelane lawe. Ngichumayela iqiniso kusuka enhlizweni yami. Wena uyakwazi. Kungayisiki ukweyisa. Ngabe kunjalo Nkosi, ngiyabe ngifanele ukuphenduka.
Father, I pray that you'll help now as we go to pray for the sick. May my prayers be answered. Not only my prayers, Lord, but the prayer of this church as these poor people.
Futhi Baba, ngiyakhuleka ukuba usize. Manje lapho sisiya ukuyakhulekela abagulayo. Makuthi imikhuleko yami iphendulwe. Athi imikhuleko yami kuphela. Nkosi kodwa imikhuleko yaleli ibandla lapho lalabantu abahawulayo.
What if this is my wife standing here? What if this is her sitting in a wheelchair, or my sister, my mother? Oh God, heal this people, will you, Lord?
Ngabe sithi lo ngumkami omilapha. Ngabe sithi nguye ehlezi esihlalweni silamavili. Kumbe utate wethu, umama wami. Oh, Nkulunkulu selisa labantu. Ungakwenza yini wena Nkosi?
Look, stand in the prayer line, heart trouble, cancer, tumor, all kinds of diseases and afflictions. Many of them are coming. Hundreds are being delivered right from here, Lord. And they see it, and they believe it. And they're coming in the prayer line to accept theirs.
Kangela kume tendweni lomthandazo. Uhlupho lwenhliziyo, imvukuzane, ithumba, inhlobo zonke zezifo, futhi lokuhlupheka, abanengi babo bayeza, amakhulu, bayakhululwa, kusuka lapha Nkosi. Futhi bayakubona njalo, bayakukholwa. Futhi baza etwendweni lomthandazo ukwamukela okwabo.
They're coming to a lively stone now, not your servant, but unto your son, Jesus, who is the leader of the church, the spiritual, mystical person among us. And as we go offering his name, you said, in my name they shall cast out devils. I pray that you'll answer our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Baza elitsheni eliphilayo, manje hatshi encekwini yakho. Kodwa endodaneni yakho uJesu ongumkhokheli webandla umuntu oyimfihlo longomoya phakathi kwethu futhi lapho sihamba sinikele ibizo lakhe wathi ngebizo lami baza kuxotsha amademoni ngiyakhuleka ukuba uphendule imkhuleko yethu ngebizo lika Jesu. Amen.
May everybody be in prayer. Now this is part of yours too. This is your prayer. Now this little woman must die. If something don't help her.
Manje umuntu wonke ngabe semthandazweni. Manje le yingxenye yakho lawe. Lo ngumthandazi wakho. Manje lo mfazi omncane kumele afe nxa enye into ingamncedi.
How many know Brother Stadcliffe? Brother Sister Stadcliffe, I was called from Germany 3 times the other night. Their baby was dead. They asked Brother Branham, we have seen you by the Spirit of God raise the dead. They stood present and watched it. See? And we know that you be a prophet of the Lord. Just say the word. I said, I cannot say it unless it's put in my mouth.
Bangaka baza umfowethu Stadcliffe. Umfowethu lo tate Stadcliffe. Ngabizwa kuvela eGermany kathathu ngobunye ubusuku. Umntanabo wayefile. Bacela umfowethu Branham. Sikubonile ngomoya kaNkuluNkulu. Uvusa abafileyo. Bema bekhona futhi bekukhangele bona. Futhi siyakwazi ukuthi ungumprofeti wenkosi. Khuluma nje ilizwi. Ngathi kangingeke ngikhulume ngaphandle lifakwe emlonyeni wami.
Come to Germany. I got it right quick. They phoned in. Got a jet plane that could bring me to Germany in 6 hours. An army jet. That would fly me to Germany to raise a dead baby. An army jet would take me over in 6 hours from Louisville. From Manson, Germany.
Woza eGermany. Ngaphakama ngokuphangisa. Futhi bafona, silendiza mchina ijet, enga kulete Germany, ngamahola isithupha, ijet yebutho, enga ngipapisa, ngisiye Germany, ukuyavusa umntwana ofileyo, ijet yebutho, enga ngihambisa ngamahola isithupha, kusukela eLouisville, kusiya eMkhen, eGermany.
I went in and got on my knees, and I said, Father, what must I say? speaking my mouth. He didn't answer me. I went out to the woods. I said, Father, what must I say? Put the words in my mouth. I'll go in vain if not. I went back and didn't answer me. Come in. Through the night I prayed, Lord, put the words in my mouth. Nothing answered.
Ngangena lapho ngaye madoleni nami. Futhi ngathi baba ngithini na. Khuluma emlonyeni wami. Ngangizange angiphendule. Ngaphumela egangeni ngathi baba ngithini na. Faka amazwi emlonyeni wami. Ngizahambela yize nxa kungenjalo. Ngabuyela. Yena kazange angiphendule. Ngabuyela phakathi. Ubusuku bonke ngathandaza. Nkosi, faka amazwi emlonyeni wami. Akula lutho olwaphendulwayo.
Next morning my wife got up. As soon as she left the word, I stood up. He said, do not rebuke this. This is the hand of the Lord.
Ukusa okulandelayo umkami wavuka. Wathi lapho esehambile ilizwi ngasukuma yena wathi ungakukhuzi lokho lesi isandla senkosi
Then quickly to the phone, I cannot come. No, this is the hand of the Lord. I be forbidden. You see what power there is on that rebuke? When God said, don't you do that. For it's the hand of the Lord. Now Moses one time was told not to do something, went and done it anyhow. Remember? So I didn't go.
Ngakho masinyane fonini. Ngeke ngibuye hatch. Lesi isandla senkosi. Ngalisiwe. Uyabo kulamandla angakanani kulokho kukhuza. Lapho uNkulunkulu esithi ungakwenzi lokho ngoba isandla senkosi. Manje uMosi ngesinye isikhathi watshela ukuthi engenze olunye ulutho, waphuma walwenza kunjalo. Ngiyakhumbula na, ngakho ngangizange ngihambe.
Now I can bring statements to show of four different people have pronounced dead by doctors after prayer and rebuke of death. See, we're standing there to rebuke that thing. And if God gave you power to do something, you better be careful what you're doing.
Amen.
You better be careful. Said, don't.
Futhi ngingaletha istatement ukutshengisa abantu abane abachiyeneyo lapho abamenyezelwa ukuba sebefile ngabadokotela ngemva komthandazo lokukhuza ukufa bona siyema lapho sikhuze lento futhi nxa uNkulunkulu wakupha amandla okwenza ulutho kumele unanzelele ukuthi wenzani bona kumele unanze yena wathi unga.
I remember that might not register with you so greatly, but to me it meant nothing. See, do not rebuke this. Real sweet, kind voice. About 6:30, I believe it was 6:30 that morning. Said, do not rebuke this. This is the hand of the Lord. I said, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I will not do it. If he said, rebuke this, this is the enemy stepped in. I'd say, let's go. You'd have been done.
Manje kumbula lokho. Kungeke kutsho okunenge kuwe kakhulu. Kodwana kimi. Watsho ulutho bona ungakukhalimeli lokho elimqotho elimnandi ilizwi elilesisa ngelesithupha lengxenye ngiyakholwa kwakunjalo elesithupha lengxenye ngalokho kusa kwathi ungakukhalimeli lokho lesi isandla senkosi ngathi ngiyabonga baba ngiyabonga nkosi kangisoze ngikwenze nxa wayethe yena kukhalimeli lokho lesi isitha esingenileyo phakathi ngangiza kuthi ngasihambeni futhi kwakuza kwenziwa.
When that little boy there in Finland is laying there dead, mashed up, not even a sound bone in his body, the Lord said, that was the hand of Satan, said, rebuke it. And I said, death, you can't hold him. Bring him back, let him loose.
Lapha lo umfana omncane khonale eFinland elele lapho efile ecolekile kungela ngitsho ithambo elizwakalayo emzimbeni wakhe. Inkosi yathi ukuba leso kwakuyisandla sikaSathane wathi kukhalimele futhi ngathi kufa awungeke umbambe umphendukise umyekele akhululeke.
Amen. Very gently speak well. Not even a broken bone in his body. That's the word of the Lord. I cannot use the word of the Lord till the word of the Lord comes to me.
Lapho weqa wema ngezinyawo zakhe, yebo kungela ngitsho ithambo eliphukileyo emzimbeni wakhe, ilizwi lenkosi lelo. Kangingeke ngisebenzise ilizwi lenkosi kuze kuthi ilizwi lenkosi lize kimi.
But in the scripture, the word of the Lord has given me commission to pray for these sick people. Give you commission to pray for them. Now the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Let's pray. You bow your heads. We'll see what he says as we go through.
Kodwa empalweni ilizwi lenkosi lingiphila amandla okuthandazela laba abantu abagulayo. Likuphe amandla okuthandazela laba. Manje umthandazo wokukholwa uzasindisa ogulayo. Kasikhulekeni lina likhothamisa amakhandenu. Sizabona ukuthi yena uthini lapho lisedlula. UngumKristu unguye na uyakholwa ngenhliziyo yakho yonke ukuthi uJesu uza kusilisa olohlupho oluncane lwesisu uhluphekile ngalo okweminyaka dadewethu manje uza kusilisa nxa ungakholwa.
That it's your permitted will now, that I rebuke this. Satan, turn up and in the name of Jesus Christ, may you get well. Come to this church and give testimony to the glory of God.
Amen. Jesus Christ. Manje nkosi nkulu. Lomfazi omutsha kumele afe, ngaphandle umncede wena. Manje ngiyathandaza lapho, ngimkhangela, ngangiboni isizathu sokuba afe. Futhi ngiyezwa emoyeni wami nkosi, ukuthi intando yakho, evunyelwayo manje ukuthi ngiyamkhalimela lokho. Sathane umyekele akhululeke ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu makasile aze kuleli ibandla futhi aphe ubufakazi kulo udumo lukaNkulunkulu. Amen. Manje ngobulula balokho nkosikazi uza kusila. Uyakukholwa lokho mfowethu. Uyakholwa phansi le ukuthi uza kusila. Hamba manje, qala ukudla loba yikuphi lokho uza kubeka uza kuba kahle. Manje ukhangelela ukuchaya umhlaba ngesifo sokufa uhlangothi uwomise wakuchaya uhlangothi futhi wakuwomisa. Manje uNkulunkulu wezulu osusa ukuchaya kwakhe emhlabeni ukupha ukwesulwa kwesono ngalona lelo bizo angakupha ukwesulwa kwesono asuse ukuchaya kuwe akwenze usile. Uyakholwa yena angayenza leyo nhliziyo ichaye kuhle. Ungakwenza lokho uza kusila. Nkosi Jesu, lumfazi ohawulayo, kumele ahlale kulesi sihlalo, impilo yakhe yonke futhi ke athathwe. Kodwa siyacela ukuthi amandla lawa kaSathane asuswe kuye. Makaphile futhi ahambe, abe njengoba wayenjalo. Sikucela ngebizo lika Jesu. Amen. Liyakhola umsebenzi oqediweyo kwenziwe. Yini indaba kungela kwesaba kungela kawuzange wake wasiliswa imvukuzane ngesinye isikhathi? Khululeka phana konke kuJesu. Nkosi Jesu, ngiyabeka isandla sami phezu kwalumfazi futhi ngiyakhalimela umkhuhlane wakhe ngiyakwazi ungumkristu ezelwe ngomoya. Ngiyakususa phezu kwakhe ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu, ibizo elimangalisayo. Amen.
Lord God, for her precious brother, I ask for his salvation. Amen. Amen.
Nkosi Nkulunkulu, ngenxa yomfo wabo othandekayo, ngiyacelela insindiso yakhe ngebizo lika Jesu. Mana kulokho, amen, kuza kwenziwa.
Lord Jesus, upon this young man, says, from you he prayed to receive his healing. Amen. As your servant, I'll lay my hands upon you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not for me,
but you.
And not for you, Lord.
Usulungele ukwemukela ukusila kwakho ndodana, kulungile, sokuhambile esandleni sakhe Nkosi Jesu. Phezu kwaleli jaha owathi kusukela kuwe uthandaza ukuba emukele ukusila kwakhe njengenceku yakho, ngiyabeka izandla zami phezu kwakhe ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu. Amen. Manje loba nje kathesi bizele ibizo lakhe manje, hachi kimi.
Father God, as only a son that once leaned on the bosom of a mother, she patted him and played with him and held his little hand under the to his baby. Now Satan's part of a new institution. God, he comes to the Holy Church of the Living God, a church that's born to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
A church that the God, Spirit of God lives in and makes itself known. And today, by prayer, we deliver that woman from that institution.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we
pray. Amen.
Baba Nkulunkulu, njengendodana eyakhe yeyama esifubeni sikamama, wambambatha futhi wakhuleka laye njalo wabamba isandla sakhe esincane lapho esasingumntwana okhalayo. Manje uSathane umfake endaweni zenhlanya Nkulunkulu, uze ebandleni elingcwele likaNkulunkulu ophilayo, ibandla elizelwe ngomoya kaNkulunkulu, ibandla lapho umoya kaNkulunkulu ohlala khona, lalapha uzazisa khona yena. Futhi lamuhla ngomthandazo siyamkhulula lo mfazi kuleso sibhedlela ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu, siyakhuleka. Amen. Hamba ngekhaya usukahle, siyakubonga ngokubuya. Ucelela umama wakho leyo yindodana eqotho. Leli lilanga lenkululeko yakho Nkosi Jesu, ngenxa yalomfazi omutsha, ngenxa yensindiso yomkakhe, futhi lenkululeko yomphimbo wakhe. Maka kwamkele ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu, othi woza ukukholwe kathesi futhi kungumsebenzi oqediweyo.
Haleluya.
Lord, the doctor's faith, poison in her body, coming into her eyes. She comes to be delivered. Before this altar of this holy church, pray.
Hallelujah.
I ask for deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
the Lord will leave her body.
Hallelujah.
The finish for work.
Hallelujah.
For her son, I bless this handkerchief. May the hearing and the right condition come back to you.
Nkosi odokotela bachilo, Nkosi kusemzimbeni wakhe, kusiza elihlweni lakhe. Uze ukuzokukhululwa phezu lapha elathini leli lapho leli bandla elingcwele likhuleka. Ngiyacela inkululeko yakhe ngebizo lika Jesu Kristu. Lolu uhlupho luza kuthiya umzimba wakhe ngumsebenzi oqediweyo ngenxa yendodana yakhe. Ngiyabusisa lesi isifinyo makuthi ukuzwa lomumo oqondileyo ubuyele endlebeni yakhe. Manje ibandla liyakhuluma. Manje ibandla lingumzimba kaKristu oyimfihlo. Sonke siyakuthandazela bona. Thina kasi zitsho ukuba sisemhlabeni futhi. Kasikhulumi ngokuswela ukuthi siyangapi. Siyitholile indlela.
We are born in that way. We are the church of the living God. Of course, we're scattered all the world. But this is true. Today, together, we come in His name. We come to do what He said. What He said for you when we come together. Pray for the sick. Lay hands on them. Pray for the sick. May your heart come to heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, I obey the commission of God.
Thina sazalwa kuleyo ndlela silibandla likaNkulunkulu ophilayo inqanye yalo usobala lihlakazekile umhlaba wonke kodwa kuleli qembu labanye balo lamuhla sindawonye siza ngebizo lakhe siza ukwenza lokho athi yena sikwenze lokho yena angeke akwambula nxa sisiza ndawonye khulekelani abagulayo libeke izandla phezukwabo umthandazo wokholo uyakusilisa ogulayo uhlupho lwakho lwenhliziyo malu kuthiye ngebizo lika Jesu Christu ngiyalalela umlayo uNkulunkulu angipha wona.